What's up, everybody? How's it going?
Going on.
It's episode 101, man.
101.
We have crossed the peak. There's a hair on my mic.
Yep. Yep. You got it.
It's still it's
good content
around.
Here,
blowing
man.
Around.
Look at that.
Oh, it's on my hand now. You see it?
No, I see it right here.
Oh, it's two? Oh, my God. Oh, there's three. All right. Episode 101, man.
Yeah, that's a good start to it.
It is.
Pick off
it,
that hair.
Yeah, man. We got to start on a high note.
Hair picking. It's so, you know, exciting.
I guarantee you're not going to get it anywhere else on Twitch.
Probably not.
Nope. One-of-a-kind content. Right here.
Yep, that's what you sign up for when you go with the Seth and Colby show.
By the way, I'm in the wrong chat room.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah, I was like, why does it say that we're now hosting Seth and Colby? It's because I was in the wrong chat.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, no one said anything yet. So
oh, that's good.
Birdlaw hosted us, so we could thank Birdlaw
for
that.
Hey, thanks, Birdlaw.
Why are you talking in that voice?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm starting off the show with the high note.
Dude, we're going to start off on the high note, man. It's episode 101.
Yeah.
I've never had a show go into 100 episodes. Have you?
No.
No, me either, man.
Colby and Bash might have got there.
Well, but it didn't.
No, but it didn't.
Yeah. Like,
did it not?
Oh, no.
Oh.
No. You only did like 40 of those at best.
We only did it once a week, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's why we're racking them up. Mm-hmm. So I do have to say, though, we have told our audience that if we get to 12 concurrent viewers, you know, over the last 30-day period,
yes,
three shows a week, I'll tell you right now, we're at 11 concurrent viewers.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks to the bolstered numbers.
This is going to bring it down.
Of last week's Dancing for Dollars.
Yeah.
Yeah, Thursday's Dancing for Dollars. We are now at 11. But yeah, this episode won't help. No one watches our Sunday's episodes.
No.
They're all about the World Cup today, man. You into that World Cup?
No.
You know who's in the final?
No.
Okay, let me tell you. Because
I somehow. Wait.
Okay, yeah, but maybe. Because I just threw the grapevine.
Croatia.
Okay, that's one. You know who
yeah,
the other person is?
No, I don't. I've just seen that they smashed England.
One word. Baguette.
France.
You got it, man.
France and Croatia.
Yep.
Huh?
Now, who do you think won?
They already played?
Yeah, that's over.
The whole World Cup's over. They
it's
don't
done.
Have like a
nope,
lot of
the
games.
No, the final was at 10 a.m. this morning. I think it ended a couple hours ago.
It's got to be France, right?
You got it, man.
Okay.
Yeah. There you go. Two Americans just decided the World Cup just by guessing.
Yeah.
And we were right. How mad does that make you, world?
I had some hints. It wasn't I didn't just pull it out of my ass.
Well, you pulled the winner out.
In Australia and Czechoslovakia. I don't know.
Dude, that would have been awesome. What if they actually... I feel like the Australia team is just kangaroos.
Mm.
That would be amazing, actually.
Be a very
like, just a radioactive
team.
Giant spider and, like, a bunch of kangaroos on the... just killing Czechoslovakians. Is Czechoslovakia even a country anymore? I don't think it is.
Yeah, man.
No, I don't think it is.
When do countries change,
isn't it
bro?
The Czech Republic now?
No.
I think Czechoslovakia
I think
is not a country.
They're two separate things.
We're going to have to Google it.
How do you even spell that?
Czech... got it.
That's not it.
It worked, didn't it?
Look at that.
Was, it says, Czechoslovakia was a sovereign state.
Damn it.
Declared its independence from the Austro-Hungarian Empire until its peaceful dissolution into Czechia and Slovakia on January...
When I was born.
January 1993.
My entire life, it has not been a thing. And I thought it was still a thing.
Hey, Menace, how are you doing today, man? It's good to see you. So,
Chechnya. I've heard that.
Chechnya, I feel, also not a country anymore.
Really? No.
Let's see. Yeah, now it's a Czech Republic. Yeah, so they changed their name. So it's a Czech Republic and
what's
Slovakia.
What's going on over there in Europe?
Dude, they just... I don't know.
How are you moving stuff around?
Dude, what's really crazy to me is that, like, we can't get Puerto Rico to be a state.
Yeah.
But Europe could just, like, no, we're no longer that. We're this now in the World Cup. Fighting spiders.
Croatia, man.
Yeah. I don't even know where Croatia is, and I consider myself to be a geography buff.
It's in Europe.
You sure?
No.
It might be in Asia.
It might be in Africa.
No, I'm pretty sure it's not in Africa. There's not enough vowels. It's literally all vowels except for two letters, Croatia.
Yeah.
Three letters.
Yeah. Are you going to look it up? We need to figure this out.
I'm going to take a blind guess as to where Croatia
is. Just pull up a map and then point to where you think it is.
Okay. If I zoom out far enough,
I would think you wouldn't get.
I don't think it's going to show me Croatia on a label, right? No way, right?
Oh, I might.
Okay, here we go. Yeah, it's not. It's not. We're good. We're good. Okay, so Croatia. I'm gonna say it's like down in this area by Romania. It's one of these tiny ones.
Yeah, where's that? That's Europe.
That's Europe.
Yeah.
Right? Greece is in Europe, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like Turkey.
Turkey's in Asia.
Yeah.
Turkey's in Asia.
That's where it starts.
And this part of Russia's in Europe, right? Is Kazakhstan wholly in Asia? I think it is.
I think Russia's all in Asia, right?
No, I think like this part of Russia is in Europe.
God, we know our stuff.
I know my stuff, because isn't Moscow? Moscow's in Europe.
Is it?
I think so, because St. Petersburg is in Asia. I don't know how to look. Okay, let's see. Romania. Yeah, there's Croatia right there, man. I was right. It was one of these tiny ones. I wouldn't have been able to pull that out.
Oh, right.
Oh, you know, Croatia.
That's the meme where it's like.
Yeah, because Bosnia gets no ocean. Yeah, Croatia
like, no.
Runs the entire length of the ocean. No, no ocean for you.
No ocean for you.
That is kind of mean, honestly.
That is rude.
I mean, why does that happen?
I don't know. That's a weird border.
Anyway, they lost, so. It's weird, my opinion of Europe, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, for some reason, like, I felt like Albania is, like, a third world country.
Mm-hmm.
But Greece is, like, opulent, you know?
Yeah, but no, they had
they're
like,
exactly the same.
Big old debt thing. They had to, like, foreclose on the nation.
Like, right. They ran out of money. Yeah. It was like, nope, it's over. We had a good run. 800,000 years or however long it was. Yeah, that's one thing Twitch streaming has taught me is that Europe is really not that different from other Europes. Like, there's not much difference between Italy and Switzerland or France or, like, driving from France to Italy is, like, the equivalent of us driving to Nebraska.
Right.
Like, there's not really any difference besides...
Yeah, there's some difference.
I mean, there's some
the
government differences, but, like...
The tip of Italy all the way to France, that's, like, you know...
I don't know, man.
Here to Washington, maybe?
I just don't feel... No way. It's not that big. I just don't feel like there's any more places on the earth that's like, oh, we crossed a wall. Now we're in a different time, like a different era, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like you go from like 2010 to 1940.
Oh,
you know, like Cuba used to be. Oh, it exists. I don't think it exists in Europe.
Oh, I think it still exists.
Really?
You think Romania's like doing some shit?
I don't know, man. Well, literally, my
Bucharest.
Only like.
I think that's a big city.
Yeah, Bucharest. I think it's huge. Remember, it's in Civil War, and it looks nice. That's where they have
right.
the car chase and stuff, man.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Dude, they've just
Italy,
been
the Nebraska
up.
Of Europe. No, just it's not Nebraska. I think Italy would probably be the
Alabama.
No, it got a lot of wine there, right? I would say like Northern California.
Oh, really?
That's what I would say of Europe.
So top of the United States chart then, huh?
Well, Europe's weird because it's like a really thin United States. Because, like, we have oceans on the side. They had oceans on the top and bottom.
They do.
They so do you got to, like, turn it sideways.
I don't
so,
think
like,
that's how that
works. So we got to rotate Europe clockwise.
Mm-hmm.
And then that is the United States.
So that would make
that
Italy.
Would make the northern France Boston and southern France San Francisco. That's so stupid. I'm an idiot. Morris says the east of Europe is yeah. You know.
The
okay.
East of Europe is what?
So we're gonna measure from the tip of Italy to the top of Italy. That's 680 miles. That's nothing, man. That's nothing.
That's nothing.
Nothing. So now, 680 miles from where we live here to 680. Yeah, so that'll take us to Indiana.
Jesus.
Or, alternatively, Utah. That's it. See, it's nothing.
That is pretty tiny.
It's nothing, man.
That's tinier than I expected.
Yeah, United States is massive.
It
like,
is.
Like, driving from, okay, so let's see, from, like, here to Britt's homeland in Boston. That's 1,500 miles.
Jesus.
So, like, if we drive from World Cup victors of France and here in Paris, let's drive here from Paris. How many miles was it? 1,600?
Yeah.
So, 1,600 miles from France, I mean, we could drive to Russia. We could drive to Russia, man. I learned everything I need to know about Europe in the movie Eurotrip. That's what I think I was actually thinking that when Colby was talking about Romania.
Right.
Like, my whole basis of Europe is based on a whole nickel. I would buy my own hotel. Like, that's what the whole right. basis of Eastern Europe is, and I don't really think it's that way over there.
I don't think it's ever really been that way. Like, even when that movie came out, I don't think
so. Like, could you just imagine driving from here in Wichita to Boston? But Boston is, you know, a terrible place like Romania is in Eurotrip.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that doesn't make sense. It feels so far away.
Yeah,
but Boston doesn't really feel that far away, but Paris is the same distance from the Ukraine as we are from New York City. Doesn't make any sense. Hey, official player, how are you doing? Romania is really poor. Can you buy a hotel with a nickel? It's a real question.
It's not that poor, I don't think.
Official player is getting his teeth filled tomorrow. Did you get your wisdom teeth out, man?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, official player, he's not getting his out. They said they're not hurting him, so he's like, just leave him in.
Yeah.
And I thought that's weird.
No, I mean, it's fine. You definitely don't have to. I think it's, I think they can get, like, infected or something.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Who says Boston isn't? Dude, don't watch out. Brits, watch the show. She'll come stab you through chat.
Shank,
dude.
Get shanked. Menace.
Dude, I saw... All right.
She can't shank you. You're top.
We're gonna bunny trail real quick. I'm gonna show you this map because it's just hilarious.
Bunny trail?
Rabbit trail? How do you say it?
What?
Go off on a tangent?
Yeah, that.
Okay.
This map trail? Would you like to follow this trail that leads you to a place that is not your place of residence?
So this was just on Reddit. I subscribed to map porn because it's just kind of cool to see maps. So this is a map of the United States from 1930, drawn from a Bostonian's perspective. So you can see Cape Cod. And like here for example, let's just make this really big just so we can see. Here's Denver over here. Okay, this is 1930.
Omaha, too.
Like, it's not even 100 years old. You know, like, over here is Dayton, Kansas City, Toledo, Helena, Tulsa, Indianapolis. 1930, man.
Fuck no, it is not.
Warning, as this map contains some of the accuracy, its use of the connection with problems of navigation, astronomy, meteorology, etc. is not recommended. See? So here's Boston, right here. So I was reading this, and, like, the comments are like, this is like some doc, whatever. It's like, map looks similar to a Bostonian's idea of the United States circa 2018, too. It's like, the USA is just a colony of Boston. It's what we call it out west, because it's just the western provinces of the Bostonite Empire.
Bostonite?
Nah, it would just be Boston, nothing else. Lies. Everything inside of 128 makes good, whatever. Inside, now, what makes it out of there? As a Bostonian, can confirm. Came to say, nothing much has changed. Here's another map that was posted to Boston a few years ago. The only thing missing is the heroin. That's a wicked big haba.
Harbor.
You get it, cause haba.
Haba.
You get it. Oh, that's a wicked big haba. Let me park your car.
Boston is the only city that matters. Best universities, beer, history, seafood, baseball team, hospitals, football team, basketball team, cream pies, hockey team, and architecture. See?
Jesus.
I feel like literally that's how Brit feels, right? I don't know about beer, but they got Harvard. Harvard. Seafood there, I don't know. That might be...
Their main dish is lobster. So.
Yeah, but I feel like Maine's got better lobster, right? Mm. Like, you don't go to Boston for lobster.
You go to Boston for lobster. You got to Boston for lobster.
I don't think so, man. History, pretty good for history.
Yeah.
Boston's pretty baller for history. Baseball team, baseball sucks. Doesn't matter if you're the best of the worst. Doesn't matter if you're the best of the worst sport ever imaginable. I don't care. That's great. That's like being the biggest turd. Yeah. Congratulations on being the biggest, stinkiest turd of all the turds.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Sure.
Hospitals, don't really know about hospitals. Boston have a good hospital?
Yeah.
Do we know the name of it?
Harvard Medical School? I don't know.
Is that a hospital there? I don't know. Football team, I mean, the Patriots, yeah, probably. I mean, they can't win games, but they still get there every year, you know? Basketball team, all right, the Celtics, let's pump the brakes a little bit. Best? Probably not.
Back when, like, Larry Bird was...
Yeah. I mean, they have the most championships, so technically, historically, they're the best, but not currently, you know? Cream pies, now, it's not the same cream pies that Morris has yelled about in chat. These are Boston cream pies. Cream space pie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know what they are. But it's not the porno cream pie.
Pies made with cream, man.
Yes, I mean, it sounds good. Hockey team, the Bruins. Are they good? Didn't they just lose? They lost,
they
right?
They did lose,
because
yes.
Washington, D.C. got the Stanley Cup. So.
But they are good.
And architecture. Their architecture's probably pretty good. So.
Architecture. No one's beat New York City.
Eh.
No one.
Eh, it depends on how you
look. It's just by volume.
It probably depends. It probably depends on how you look. Like, modern architecture, New York's got to win. Right.
Yeah.
In America. Because yeah. I'm sure there's that, like, London, pretty good architecture. London might have the best architecture.
London sucks dick.
London might be the
London's
best.
London's got the worst fucking, it's the Shard. The Shard.
Isn't that the big pointy building?
You think that's a miracle
of
engineering
that
architecture?
That's awesome looking.
That thing looks like a big old dildo.
If that's what your dildos look
plug,
like.
Butt plug, man. It's a butt plug.
You're right. Wow. Wow. I'm worried about your
Dubai,
butt.
Man.
But see, okay, hear me out on London. Okay, Morris is going to be like London.
Saudi Arabia.
London has old architecture like Boston. Because let's be honest, Boston's old architecture is probably just ripping off London's architecture, right?
I mean, technically, London made it.
Yeah, right? I mean, that's where they all came from. Uh-huh. So, but also London has modern buildings with the Shard, which I guess is what it's called. I don't know that.
It's called the Shard.
Is it really called the Shard?
Yes, it's
called the Shard. Take it all back then. Mm-hmm. The Shard's a stupid word.
Actually, the Shard.
The Gherkin. Morris is going to throw out all these like inside names for that Londoners call it.
And Children of Men.
Londoners, yeah.
It's supposed to be set in the future of London.
Right.
The Shard wasn't built at that time.
Right.
But it's in the movie. Because they knew it was going to be there.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah,
dude. Sounds like a waste of money.
A little bit.
To be honest.
It's not that hard.
Throw a building in there?
I can throw a building.
They can't do it for the Netflix Marvel series. Put the Avengers Tower in there. They never do it.
Well, that's because they're
dumb. Budget constraints. How hard is it to throw a building in there?
Okay, if it's really far back in the distance, not hard at all. But if it's like you're looking up and there it is and it has to be 3D, that's a little bit hard.
I don't think they need to do that ever. They could just have it in the background.
Yeah.
Right. New York City, we knew how to build. Fish places, I wish I was a bench warmer for football because I'd still make a lot of money to warm up the bench. I mean, yeah. Yeah. I mean, what you really want to do is get a job where no one needs you. And you just sit in the back. Just work, you know. But not really work.
But work.
Yeah.
You know. Like this.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the job you need. Become a podcaster.
Mm-hmm.
It's
just
great.
If you don't like money, this is the job for you.
Well, he says he wants to be rich.
Well,
he says make a lot of
money.
This is not
you.
The job for you, then.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm reading what Morris said, or Menace said a while ago.
Dumping tea in the harbor.
Go park the car down Harvard Yard.
Yeah, man.
Whatever, man. I don't know. I just thought that was funny because I mean, Boston apparently is pretty good. Mark Wahlberg's from there.
He would have stopped 9/11.
What is the best city in America?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Because I feel like someone needs to make a list of the best cities in America.
Like by like what?
Just by reality.
Population?
No, just opinion. Yeah, I think it's going to be big city. It's got to be big city.
Well,
cities.
Right, but like the people in the city, how they feel
right,
about their
like,
city.
I feel like New York is not the best city in America because the fact that like Staten Island exists really degrades it, right?
Yeah.
And like there's a lot of rats, so that's a problem. You know, there's a lot of good things, there's a lot of bad things. It's too big.
Right.
Too much bad because it's so big.
Yeah.
It's like it almost equal out, you know?
Right.
But Hawaii, like, I don't know if it's Hawaii because that's too far away. That hurts a lot. Like, New York's got the advantage of you can drive somewhere if you need to. You can't drive off Hawaii. You at Hawaii, you stuck.
Hawaii's a shithole.
I don't like Hawaii, you know?
Hawaii's just a big old...
Philadelphia sucks. I know that from It's Always Sunny. Everyone hates Philadelphia. Like, Florida,
except
too hot.
Philly. Except Philly. They love them when they win stuff.
Nah.
Then they go crazy.
Yeah, but everyone else hates Philly, right? Isn't Hawaii like lava? A lot of it's lava. Yeah, I think.
I'm pretty sure a lot of people hate Boston, too.
I think so. I think they're all, like, I think the general opinion is that they're douches, right?
Yeah.
Of course, isn't the whole East Coast really just full of douches? Is there any city on the East Coast that doesn't have the reputation of being douches?
Carolina, probably.
Yeah, but they were all broke, right?
I don't know. Taylor?
Somewhere in Colorado? I don't know. Denver. Hard to breathe?
Happy.
Hard to breathe?
Oh, no.
Bad sports?
Oh, no.
That's about it.
The Nuggets, man? You remember when Carmelo was there?
Free, like, weed? Yeah.
free weed? No.
Not free.
Legalized weed. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's free to smoke.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
You're not going to jail.
Yeah. I don't know, man. What about Salt Lake? I don't know about Salt Lake.
No,
too many Mormons, right?
Mormons.
Too many Mormons. Pleasantville. It's black and white. Problem.
Pleasantville?
I'm assuming that's a reference to the movie, right?
What movie?
Pleasantville.
That's a movie?
Yeah, Reese Witherspoon, Tobey Maguire.
What?
Yeah, it's old. It might be made before you were born.
Gross.
Might be made before you were born.
Anything with Tobey Maguire.
What about Texas? Too hot?
Yeah.
Like, Dallas might be good.
They love their state, though.
They do. Houston, I hear, sucks. Two big, horrible roads. But I hear good things about Dallas.
Yeah.
Just hot, right?
My cousin lives in Dallas.
Alaska, I think you're going to get too far away again.
Yeah, who the fuck wants to be in Alaska?
I do. You would love to be in Alaska. No one there.
Well, yeah, but it's always cold and there's no sun ever.
I don't know if it's always cold. It's
always cold.
I think out by... Eh, it's probably always cold. It's pretty up north.
It's fucking always cold. That's why people hate Canada.
That's right. Taylor's from North Carolina. Half good people, half douches.
Ah.
I mean, Chris's parents live in the Carolinas. They're nice.
Yeah.
You know? Might be in the Carolinas.
50%.
Might be in the Carolinas. Still hot, though. Still hot.
I don't know. People like...
Colorado might win just because it's not hot and it's not, well, cold in the winter probably. I don't know. Does Denver get really cold during the winter? I don't think it gets really, because you're not like in the mountains yet in Denver.
Yeah, like 30s.
All right.
Sure. Can ride moose to work.
What about like a random place like in Indiana?
Not Indiana.
No?
No. Indiana, this home state of fucking Mike Pence. You think that's a good state?
One man ruins the entire place?
Indiana's the place where you could, like, sell guns in a weird way.
Okay. What about Ohio?
Sure.
Buckeyes? Okay.
Cleveland?
They had LeBron though? For a while.
There's a reason why it's called the Cleveland Steamers.
They shoot a lot of movies in Cleveland. Mm-mm. And there's a couple big cities. You got Cincinnati. You got Cleveland. You got Dayton.
Where Alt Press is.
See?
Cleveland.
There, Alt Press. Love them.
I won't bring up my interest again. Sorry, man. Sorry.
What?
Man.
I said I love them. What's
the
problem?
Yeah, no, you do. Right. Yep. Yep.
I feel like we're forgetting
Missouri.
Like major place. No, definitely not Missouri.
Not Missouri.
Missouri. Too much meth.
There's a whole lot of assholes in Oklahoma.
Yeah, Oklahoma's too dirty. Bad roads. Bad roads in Oklahoma, too.
Oregon? Or Washington?
Oregon might be. Oh, Oregon, I think Oregon has too many hipsters.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think that's
too many hipsters, right?
That's what is it?
Seattle?
Starbucks. Good
Starbucks?
God.
Yeah. Also, a lot of rich. I feel like Seattle is like the home of the rich white person who looks down on everybody, right?
I mean, technically, they're looking down on everything. So.
Well, that's true. It's position
wise, you know.
I don't know, man.
Location.
What about, like, Casper, Wyoming? It's just. Probably got a Walmart there, I'm sure, right?
Yeah. A Walmart.
You know, no one really thinks about you. You're going to be safe from any type of war because no one's going to care to go after Wyoming. What's the Spanish population in Kansas? Would you be lonely? No, I think there's lots of Hispanics here, right?
I worked with
them. I mean, yeah, I think there is. Yeah. I mean,
there's a lot of Indians here, too.
There's not a lot of... There's way more white people. Like, if you take all the minorities,
mm-hmm.
the Spaniards, the Native Americans, the blacks, the Asians,
mm-hmm.
you group them all together, still less than white people in Kansas.
Here, yeah.
But I think in general, Kansas is pretty nice as long as you're not gay and you pretend to be a Christian. I think that's why Spaniards get along well because they're Catholic, you know, generally mm-hmm. Catholic, you know, the mm-hmm. stereotype, they're all right. Catholic. So they love Jesus, so we'll let them slide.
Yeah. I mean, literally, other than...
We're really about religious discrimination in Kansas more than we are color.
Yeah, other than the two college cities and Kansas City.
Lawrence and Kansas City don't count.
They're pretty accepting of basically anything.
Well, Lawrence is like Austin acceptance. Like, it's the only blue county in Kansas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like if Kansas had a choice or a chance, they would annex all of Lawrence and just be like, you can have this, Missouri. You know, we want to be red, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, fits the stereotype. Good job, Menace. Good job fitting the stereotype. But I think that's true about Kansas, though. It's like, we don't really care what color you are as long as you love Jesus. But if you don't love Jesus, we'll discriminate against you against that. Like,
nah.
Just hard discrimination.
Nah, there's a good atheist community here.
No, there's not.
Yeah, man.
What, there's five people in it?
Yeah.
They meet at Rivery downtown and just shake their hands and be like, we're atheists. You're an atheist. This is nice. This is nice. Great. I'll see you later.
This is great. We'll die and just rot in the ground. Have a good life. Enjoy yourself.
Is that how the atheist meetings go, man?
Yeah.
That's a little dark.
It's really depressing.
Well, have you been there?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, I went a couple times.
What do the people there look like, man?
You don't want to know.
Okay. Okay.
If you pictured what Satan looks like in like person form.
Yeah, Satan's beautiful.
It's mainly
that. That's what the Bible says.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah, he's beautiful.
No.
Yeah, you want to listen to everything he says. That's why he's so convincing.
Okay, not his fake.
What he actually
appearance.
Looks like?
Yeah, what he actually
like looks the guy like. In Cuphead, you know, with the pitchfork.
Kind of that. No. Like gross and grimy and shit.
He's grimy?
Yeah.
Okay.
He lives in sulfur, man.
I just don't
understand. Can't not be grimy from that.
I just don't understand why a person who has the power to reap souls and be everywhere, mm-hmm. you know, and transmit can't also not look bad.
It's one of the stipulations. Like, you're gonna fall from
God,
Christ.
You think God was like that? He's
like,
hey,
shit.
Not only are you gonna rule hell, you're gonna be ugly doing it.
Yeah.
Ooh, so. Got him.
Snap.
No, and he's like, oh, God got me, man. Now I'm ugly. I'll never
God
find a wife.
Me. God got me, man.
Because in the grand scheme of things, looking attractive is really important when I'm...
The devil.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't really feel like any of that makes sense.
No, really I don't think one thing...
Hey, can you invite me to your next atheist meeting, man?
Did, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
That'd be great. We got past race here. We learned how to hate no matter what you look like. Yeah, there you go. They hate classes there, so...
Class, yes, yeah. That's a big thing, isn't it?
Yeah, see, everyone in Wichita is about the same. There's like four rich people here, right?
Yeah.
That's about it. We got the Koch brothers.
Harrison
we got
Ford.
The people who live out there on 13th and Greenwich. Mm-hmm. You know, all those people rich.
All those people be rich.
And then we have everybody else. The people who make, you know, $25,000 to $85,000 a year. That's 80% of Wichita, I think. And then you got the upper echelon, and none of them actually live here. They all live outside of town, like Rose Hill, Bel Air.
Rose Hill, huh?
Yeah, man.
That's where you think rich people live?
That's where I think rich people live, in Rose Hill.
In Rose Hill.
Yeah, you don't think that?
No. And when's have you been to Rose Hill?
I have not, because I'm not rich enough.
Yeah.
Gate wouldn't let me in.
I was literally just there. I was.
Why?
Britt's friend lives out there.
Is she rich?
No.
Oh. Okay.
No.
Look, one of the safest cities... 4,000 people, southwest Butler. Okay, I don't know where Rose Hill is.
It's south of Andover.
I don't know, man. Might be nice. Let's see. Let's see what the census says.
It's nice. It's not rich.
The median income for a household in the city was $75,000.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Sorry, man. Males had a median income of $47,000. Females had a median income of $31,000. That's a big discrepancy, by the way.
Jesus.
So only 3.3% of the population were below the poverty line. So yeah, Rose Hill, rich.
Yeah, we can't move there.
Yeah.
We'd ruin that percentage.
Yeah, we'd bring it up. Okay. Bel Air.
Kansas?
Yeah. It's also rich. Let's see. Median household income for a household was $66,937. So, there you go, man. If your home has an income over $34,000, you're in the 1% on a global scale. That's right.
That's right. We get looked down on those people, dude.
What?
If you make more than $34,000 a year, you're in the 1% globally.
That makes no sense.
Dude, globally, man.
Asia exists.
Yeah, I think that's why it's... There's like 8 trillion Asians over there.
Well, yeah, but 4 trillion of them are making fucking microchips and shit.
Yeah, but they get paid $6.
Well,
don't they?
They
remember
need
Chung
a revolution.
Chi over there?
That's true.
They need a revolution. Do not encourage the 3 billion people of Asia to revolt. That
Do
is not going to end well
that
for the world.
It needs to happen.
That
it
doesn't.
Can't, though, because this show's probably blocked.
Yeah, they'll never hear it
no,
over there. Yeah,
they
you're
won't,
right.
Because it's blocked.
Right, for excessive
Chinese.
Stupidity.
Fucking
is Twitch in China? It's got to be, right? I don't know.
I don't know. Is Twitch in China?
Switch blocked in China. Here we go. Let's see here. It's really slow. Speeds are slightly better on top of VPN, but still pretty slow. It was DNS polluted before, but you could change hosts to make it work. It's no longer polluted as of March or April 2018 and works just fine. All Chinese social media is regulated by the government. Anything they can't control has been blocked. Okay, so there you go. So it says it's not blocked in China.
That's crazy, man.
So revolt. There you go, man. Now we're blocked.
Yeah.
We're definitely blocked
Chinese
now.
Chinese revolution.
We're definitely blocked now.
They heard that and were like, "Aunt, nope. Gone."
Yep.
You're blocked.
We got propaganda spreading on Twitch. That's what they're doing now, man.
Yeah,
it's
no,
our
we'll
fault.
Receive a contract from the Chinese government here in a little bit saying, like,
I had that happen to me once. Did you know
you
that?
You can't say that.
Did I ever tell you that? That one of my domains, I got contacted by the Chinese government about?
I think so, yeah.
Like, one of my businesses back in the day was like, it's not really one of my businesses. It's a whole thing. It's like a marketing consulting thing.
Mm-hmm.
And someone in China wanted to market a machined part that used the same name as my website.
Yeah.
And so I got an email from some dude in China who was like, "Can we use, we see you own this domain. Is it okay if we use the name in China to market our stuff?" And I'm like, "Go for it, bro. Don't do any business in China." And he's like, "Okay, someone from the government will be reaching out to confirm." And then I got an email from some Chinese guy in the literal Chinese government confirming that it was okay, giving me a form to sign that said I gave consent for it to be used in China and that they could register it, because, like, you can't just register domains in China. You have to go through the government and get it cleared.
That's sketched.
And so then I said yes, and then they emailed back, and they're like, "Thank you for letting us do this, you know. Hey, great, and good luck with your business venture," and I never talked to them again. But China, dude. A lot of regulations over there, apparently.
Yeah, they take that copyright thing pretty seriously.
Yeah, like, could you imagine if we had to contact Trump's administration to register Giant Rage Bear? Like, could you imagine the embarrassment?
Yes, Mr. Trump. We got a business idea that we think would improve the American economy. It's called Giant Rage Bear. What is that? We sell clothing. Oh, I thought it was a literal giant rage bear. You were going to have fights with him and show him off.
That sounds better than what we
ended
up doing, man.
Trump's ideas are great, man. That's why he's the president.
He just carves Trump into the chest of the bear.
Oh, my Jesus.
Just shaves the hair off into Trump. And then he wrestles it, dude. That'd be awesome. That'd be amazing, actually. We should have stole that, but...
Yeah. That should have been his dude. WWE kind of stuff, right?
China's a scary place. I'm glad we don't live there.
Yeah, man. It's terrible. Sorry, all the Chinese out there.
Well, we asked them to revolt, and now they can't hear our show, so it does not matter at all.
Why can't they what?
We asked them to revolt, and so we're gone.
VPNs, man, that's
you just read what Mora said. Do you know what VPN is?
The virtual private network.
Yeah, do you know what it is, though?
Yeah, I have it on my phone.
Why?
Because I don't want the government to know what I'm doing.
On your phone?
No, actually, I just downloaded Adblock on my phone.
Okay.
And it has to run through a VPN for it to work, but, like, look at the Wi-Fi icon right next
to it. Oh, it says VPN, yeah. Man. That's pretty awesome, actually.
Yeah.
Does that make you feel like a hacker whenever you see that?
No. I'm like, why'd you add an extra icon to my fucking thing? Why do I need to know there's a VPN going right now? Also,
do you feel significantly slower when you do that?
No. Do you think that it's like running all of the information that I have?
I would assume since it's the icon up top, it would be, yeah.
Yeah, so like all my banking information that's on my phone is going through this VPN?
Yeah.
That's sketched as fuck.
That makes me feel like you're now on a list for the NSA, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm going to get hacked in like 3 days.
Yeah, you're asking for it.
I'm not.
You are with your VPN. Right. Because you got something to hide now.
But... That's the only way Adblock works.
What ads are bothering you on your phone?
My YouTube. I got rid of my YouTube Premium.
Oh, so it blocks YouTube's in the YouTube app?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's pretty fancy.
Yeah.
Why are you watching YouTube ads on your phone, though? Like, you have a computer.
Well, I cast it to my projector from my phone.
Why don't you cast it from your computer?
Because that's too much work. I have to have my computer out.
Oh my god, dude. I use PIA. What VPN do you use?
I use Adblock.
So Adblock provides the VPN?
Yeah, no, I don't even think it's a VPN, but...
It says VPN, man.
Well, yeah, it said... I don't know.
Colby doesn't even know what he's doing. He's getting on an NSA watch list, and he doesn't even know.
VPN is on, man. Look at that. There's an icon now.
Okay.
I don't know how to change that.
Well, you turn it off.
Right, but... Or where's
you can't
the
change
for?
The settings.
Why the fuck not?
Apparently, the Tories are going to be blocking porn at the end of the year in Morris's country. Could you imagine?
The what?
They're blocking porn, man.
The Tories?
Yeah.
The hell are the Tories?
It's one of their parties over there.
Oh, yeah. Well, aren't memes illegal now?
No, they... Well, not... They almost got illegal, but then they weren't, so... Mm. Dodged a bullet over there.
Yeah, it's because they themselves became a meme.
I feel like people should stop trying to regulate the internet.
Yeah, just fuck off.
Like...
Stop the child porn. Stop the illegal sale of weapons and drugs. Like, everything else can be fucking fine.
It really doesn't make sense to go after internet people. Like, all internet people do all day long is get berated by other people on the internet, calling them fat, ugly, stupid, you know, the N-word, everything else that happens to people who play games, spend time in chats, you know, all that stuff. Colby just opened up a thing on his phone and his eyes got super wide. What's wrong, man? What's happening?
The server is running through vpn.nomobleeds.com.
What is it? No, can I type it in?
No,
spell it.
NOMOBILEADS.
No,
no mobile ads?
No mobile ads.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, there it is, man. This is you right here.
Yeah, that's my thing, man.
Okay, let's look at their privacy policy, dude. Let's see. In short, we collect the minimum amount of personalized data that is necessary to provide you with our services. There are a few things you need to know. Technology behind Adblock makes your phone a tablet route for ad traffic through our servers so they can be blocked. We never make it route through any general non-ad related web traffic. Traffic like your emails, banking information, other personal information never even reach our servers.
Uh-huh.
I don't feel like that's true.
Hey, they put it in there, man. Now I can sue them if I get hacked.
The ad traffic that goes through our servers may still contain personalized data such as advertising IDs or your geolocation. Some of the ad networks use this information to show you targeted and more relevant ads. We never sell or share this personalized data unless it is required by law. We do store depersonalized information about the ads we block. We may perform analysis on this data in order to improve our ad block service and may share the process results of our analysis with third parties.
Oh, like that's not already happening?
The process results will never contain any user-specific personal information that will enable third parties to identify or solicit you. That's a lot of lawyer speak right there.
Oh, yeah, man.
It's any personal user-specific information, but it may contain other information.
I think I'm just
that's
gonna...
not personal.
Here, I can do this. I can just turn it off.
Like, see, when they include language like that, you just got to remember in court what they're going to argue is, is not personal information.
Right.
This picture of his schlong is not user-specific because you can't tie it back to the user. That'll be $1 million.
Any bank information you could, though. There's an off button.
Yeah.
I'm just going to turn it off and turn it on when I'm using it.
There you go.
Turn it off when I want to look at my bank stuff.
There you go.
That will work.
Are you more...
And you don't think that Apple's already got all of my information on logins, passwords,
bank stats?
Well,
of course they do.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, would you rather a third party have a picture of your ding-dong or your bank passwords?
Picture of my ding-dong.
Really?
Yeah.
You're that concerned about your financial information?
Yeah, man. Don't steal my fucking money. I earned that shit.
I don't know, man. I
don't know what fraud protects from what fraud and shit.
I don't either.
Like, if they got all the information, my mobile number, they can get.
I mean, Apple has everything, right?
Steal my stuff.
Apple has everything.
Yeah.
I don't think Google probably has more on more people, but.
Yeah, I think
Google doesn't have more
Android.
Of your stuff.
No, anything Android,
right.
Google.
Because you don't really use Android at all.
No, the only thing I use Google for is... Oh.
Nest Cam.
Yeah.
They do have the comings and goings inside your house for
That's
the last
true.
Year.
That's true. Where's all my Google shit?
And they have the location of your home. And
they have my drive. I got the voice on the phone, so they have basically all my phone.
I mean, all of those apps are probably tracking you.
Yeah,
well, you got to think of it like this. Like, if the VPN app
mm-hmm.
can first of all.
Oh, now it's already back on.
If it can disseminate the information,
it can turn itself on.
If it can tell the difference between personal information,
it just turns itself back on, man. Every time I turn it off, it turns
it right back on.
What?
Colby's literally hitting the off switch, locking his phone and unlocking his phone, and then the switch is back on. You can't turn it off.
Yeah. That's fucked. You can't just turn off VPNs. That's crazy.
You can't turn it off, man.
No,
that's
it's on there forever.
It needs to read
connect
your information.
On demand? Maybe that?
Well, on demand would mean anytime they need it, yeah.
Okay, how about that? Let's try that.
It's back on, please, God.
It didn't.
Okay.
It did not.
So you're going to have to flip two switches now.
No, I think I can turn just the
main
one back.
Adblock is aware.
I think I can just turn that one back on. Then it connects, and then take it off. And then I close it, and then it's gone. Okay.
But think about it this way.
Okay.
If your ad-blocking software, apparently,
yes,
is smart enough to disseminate, determine between personal information and non-personal information.
Everything's running through it.
Then any app on your phone could do the same thing that AdBlock is doing.
Yes.
And send it to a server for no reason.
Oh, yeah.
It could be in their privacy policy. So the fact that you, like, Morris said YouTube. So, like, the fact that you have YouTube on your phone, it could still be tracking you as you use your banking app.
That's true. Just because it's not a...
Just because it's not named right. Tracker doesn't mean it's not tracking
well,
you.
Well, yeah, but YouTube doesn't set up a VPN where it runs all of your
yeah, but it can just
that.
But it doesn't matter. It could still track
it
all of the web traffic.
Without telling you.
Without
anything.
It, yeah.
Without giving you an icon.
All a VPN does is change the way your traffic looks to a server.
Yeah, because it routes it through different places.
Right. But that doesn't change that YouTube is now just tracking where your VPN is. It's tracking your VPN thinking it's your internet instead of just your internet.
Mm-hmm.
There's no difference to the server in this instance.
I don't know, man. Fuck it.
Yeah, I mean, you're tracked.
Yeah.
The only way to not be tracked is to live in a cabin somewhere surrounded by trees
mm-hmm.
and in a mesh net.
In a mesh net.
There's no way to live off the grid unless you live in a Faraday cage in the mountains. There's just
no way,
dude.
No, generators exist. You can just run those things. You get solar power.
You'd have to pay it all with cash.
Yeah.
Solar power would work.
Yeah.
How are you going to get the panels?
You got to buy them.
Yeah, and also how are you going to stay off government satellites?
Well, that's impossible. Live under a tree canopy?
But then your solar panels don't get the sun.
Yep.
What about thermal heat generation? Is that a thing? Like, can you live on a geyser or something? Get power
probably
through heat?
Probably in the future.
Do you really need power?
Yeah.
Do you?
Prefer to have it.
Like, what are you going to do that requires power that's not going to defeat the purpose of you being tracked? Because the internet's out.
Yeah.
Because you get tracked. So computers are out.
Uh-huh. Lights to see things.
You just need lights.
Yeah. Heat. Air conditioning.
Air conditioning.
Just because I'm off the grid doesn't mean I'm living caveman style.
Air conditioning uses so much power, though. I don't know if you could do it off solar.
It could be fine.
It
would be fine.
He's got to get a fan.
You
got to
get
around.
One of those box air conditioners, like all the streamers that you showed me. Just get one
just
of those.
Just ones that hangs on the ceiling.
Just a tiny
little
cabin, just out in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Yep.
Toddy frickin' da.
Or just embrace the fact that everyone knows everything about you.
Yeah, I mean that's where we're at now.
Yeah. I mean,
you play with the new toys, you got to pay the price.
I mean, that's how the fappening happened, man. Mm-hmm. People just hacked into the, like, if I got into your iCloud, would I find nudes of you? Have you ever taken a nude on your phone?
Yes.
And then I think they would be in the cloud.
It's not in the cloud, though.
I think they are. I think Apple syncs all that
before,
to the cloud.
Before the cloud was a thing? Yeah. I haven't in a very long time.
Oh, no. I feel like they could still be in the club. I mean, how long ago was the fappening? That's like 4 years ago, man.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking like I was 16.
And dude, don't upload child pornography.
Dick pics. Yeah, man.
16-year-old you?
Yeah. 9 years ago, man.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
What about on Snapchat?
No. Fuck that.
See, I used to be able to plug my phone in and rip videos off Snapchat. but then they changed the way the file structure works on iOS, and now you can no longer access app files. Oh. Like, I used to be able to get into app files and, like, steal the assets. Like, graphics and icons and fonts and all that.
I remember that.
You can't do it anymore. It's turds.
Well, yeah, they like, you know, privacy.
Dude, I want to be able to hack, man. I felt like a hacker.
Get good.
You know what was great? Is like, you
get
could, like...
good.
I would love to do that to people. Like, they would send me their Snapchats, and then, like, 3 days later, I'd send it back to them in a text and be like, I really like this Snapchat. And they're like, how'd you do that? And it's because it was cached in the app, and I could just pull it off. It's great, dude.
I don't think that's how it works.
What do you... I did it!
Yeah, way back when.
Yeah, it doesn't... I mean, it, I'm sure it can't works that it way now. You just can't... I mean, you could jailbreak your phone and probably still do it.
Nah.
Minna says all my nudes are Polaroids. Yeah, mine were too, except that you couldn't fit it all in one picture, so... Because it's so big. Yeah. It's not.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's too small to be seen in a Polaroid.
You had to get out a magnifying glass. Yeah. It's only 3 pixels.
Oh, there it is, right there. Okay, cool.
Okay. We receive information regarding you, your online activities, and device or browser. For example, we receive information about your device, including the type of device, the operating system, the mobile carrier, your IP address, general location information, and the device identifiers.
That's crazy.
Your IP address is used to distinguish between you and other users, determine your general location. In rare cases, IP addresses are also used to ban abusers from using their services. Your general location information is used to determine the region of the world you are in order to enhance our ability to process regional ad traffic. Your device, operation system, a mobile character, or network are used to help optimize our services and troubleshoot errors or bugs. Including information about your mobile applications, including applications installed on your device, your use of those applications, the websites you visit, and the amount of data you use. This information is used to power the top apps blocked feature in the app. Information about your gender and age range. This information helps us better understand our users for research and statistical purposes.
Statistical purposes.
So that VPN is tracking all of the apps you use and what you do in those apps.
Yeah.
How old you are, where you are, and what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you use the internet.
I'm assuming there's
on your phone.
Plenty of other apps that are doing that.
Yes. Thing. Yes.
Yeah. Facebook.
You don't matter, dude. You're just...
No.
That's what I mean. Like, I've been saying it for years.
Yeah, my thing is, who the fuck is this tiny-ass ad block company compared to Google?
Well, that's what I'm
Facebook?
Saying. Like, I've been saying that for years. Like, the age of privacy is dead.
No, yeah.
Like, all these people who complain that, like, you know, they know where I am, or Facebook is listening to me in my private conversations. Like, they don't care about your private conversations. They know everything about you already.
Yeah.
They could probably build an AI to replicate whatever private conversation you think you're having. And it'd probably be right.
Because
they know
so
they could probably
not
do it.
Not yet.
The military probably can.
Maybe.
Military. CIA definitely can do that. NSA definitely can do it. It's Minority Report, man. They're coming for us before we do anything wrong.
Nah.
But, like, that's what people, like, people used to ask me all the time, like, back in the early 2000s when I first started doing this. Because, like, all my shows have been about my life. And they're like, don't you feel weird putting all your personal problems out there on the internet for strangers to listen to? And I'm like, no. Like. Anything you do nowadays,
yeah.
if people are going to find out about
people.
It.
The internet's for anyone.
Right.
Only certain people can tell you what your fucking iPhone's doing at this point in time, and that's people at Facebook, Google.
There's
a good chunk of people.
But there's people
not
out
the
there.
The general public.
If they wanted to, they could hack one of these companies. Like, see, that's the thing. You're like, this small company, they don't mean anything. But yeah, these small companies are more susceptible to cyber attacks.
Right.
So,
no. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's like, this one could go under.
Right.
This one could just do whatever the fuck they want because there are no checks and balances involving them because they're not big enough yet.
Right.
Google and Facebook, I'm assuming they're big enough to where they have, you know, safeguards or like...
Well, it's not even that.
A hacking team to rehack the hack.
Like, do you know, like, if a small town cop wants to subpoena these people for your information, these people are going to be like, okay.
Yeah.
And Google and Facebook would be like, nah, we got lawyers, you know, because they have a reputation
to
protect.
That's what I meant, yes.
You know?
It's like, I don't trust a small-ass company.
So, like, if someone wanted your information,
right,
they can get your information.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if Mr. Robot wanted to leak everything about Colby Newman, he could do it if he wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And then people would have it. So then I would rather control what people get, you know, by putting it all out there.
But you can't.
You can.
You're not putting your bank number out there.
People would not be interested.
They would definitely... That's what... Okay.
I've asked multiple times for people to hack me because my credit score can't only get better. So if they want to do that and then help me out, I would appreciate it.
No. Who was it? I think it was McAfee, maybe. Or it was LifeLock. One of those two.
Okay.
Well,
Morris is talking about McAfee Sentinel. Is that a thing?
I don't know. One of the CEOs or something like that put his fucking social security number.
Oh, LifeLock did that, yeah. He put it in, like, every radio ad.
Right.
Yeah.
And then put it on trucks and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he got hacked, like,
a million times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, there's no greater feeling in the world than walking into a bank and they're being like, hey, we've got this special offer for credit cards right now. You're like, I'm not interested. And they're like, are you sure it's free to apply? And I'm like, do you need a job? And they go, yes. And I go, I don't have a job. And they just kind of look at me. I'm like, okay, bye. Like, when you're at that point in your life where your bank kind of looks at you like, we don't have a script for the unemployed, like... Like what are you gonna do to my financial institutions at that point, you know?
Dude, just think about Aaron, man.
What about him?
He could get hacked too, man.
What are they gonna do with his stuff?
I don't know. Put him into debt before he can have a chance.
You're welcome, Aaron. You get it all. Congratulations.
Yeah, I mean, if you die, they're going for him.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. That's how it works, right?
Then
he's going to die. I mean, honestly, my debt will probably trickle down 3 or 4 generations.
Yeah.
It's honestly my legacy.
Oh, yeah.
It's what it is, yeah. It's like I'm still paying off great-grandpa's loan to Amex. Like, that's what it's going to be like, dude. It's going to be great.
Nah. Nah, man.
Honestly, I don't use financial institutions. It's honestly it. Actually, you don't really either. Like, you don't have a brick-and-mortar bank, do you?
I mean, there is one. Simple has a bank that's FDIC approved and all that shit.
Right, but like, you can't go into a bank and like give someone an ID and be like, "I'm Colby," you know?
No,
doesn't exist.
I do, but that's not my main bank.
Right. Well, technically, I do too, but yeah. It's just there because PayPal needs a bank.
Mm-hmm.
But like my PayPal, like you need my username, my password. You need a text to my phone.
Yep.
Then you need, like, an authorization code. Like, that's super secure.
Mm-hmm.
At least they want you to think it is.
Right.
Compared to just walking in like, a hat and a driver's license that kind of looks like you but says another person's name on it and just withdrawing money. Like, I'm surprised that doesn't happen more often, right? Like, there's a special term for that kind of hacking. What's that? Social... There's a word for it.
I don't know.
Where people, like, impersonate you physically instead of... digitally. I don't remember what the name
ever.
Of it for, but they do that all the time in like the movies, like The Best Criminals, you know, like instead of hacking, they life hack you. Like they go in and impersonate you at this restaurant and then you get framed for the murder.
That is stupid.
Because all the people saw you there even though you weren't there, but they do it on a night where you don't have an alibi.
Are you
man.
Thinking about fucking Captain America Civil War here?
What's Captain America Civil War have to do with
fucking
any of this?
Fucking Zoloft or whatever the guy's name is does that.
Zoloft!
To Bucky.
Captain America's battle against depression.
Zoloft. Zola. That's not the right person, but that is a character.
Yes.
That's the computer dude.
Yes, yes.
What's the other one's name? In Civil War. Yuri?
I should know that. I've only seen this movie about 850,000 times.
Igor?
It's not Igor.
It's not Igor? You sure? Isn't he Russian?
I don't know, man.
No, he was Sokovian, right? That's what he was.
If I Google Civil War bad guy, you think it's going to show me the actual Civil War? Nope. Nope.
Nope. Who remembers that, man? No, now we got America versus...
This guy right
that
here.
Guy.
What's his name, dude?
Zoloft.
Zerno.
Zerno?
It's like Zeno or something.
Zemo. That's it.
Hear the fish. Zemo? I love that fish. Baron Heinrich Zemo is his name. Okay.
Dude, that's crazy.
This is the stupidest show we've ever done.
Yeah.
We haven't talked about anything.
We
talked
continually
about anything?
Come to that point
on
every show.
I feel
do.
Like we do. Like, what have we talked about? We explored maps.
Going downhill.
We talked about ad blockers. We talked about race warfare.
Mm.
Kansas and England.
Revolt.
Yeah, we tried to start a revolt in China. Like, what are we doing with our show?
Way too big of ideas for something that we can actually accomplish.
Yeah, especially since we barely understand what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah, it's just all generalizations.
It's horrible.
Somebody just needs to take our ideas and then actually implement
them. Yeah, like Sahara Money Drop.
Sahara Money Drop. Coming to a theater near you, never.
starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Kevin Hart.
Never.
Dude, it's going to happen. Right?
We got to give it time before they can have another.
Oh, man, it just gets me rock hard.
Oh, that does, though. I'm rock hard. Thank you, Gage and Gadgets.
You want to try that again?
Gage and Gadgets, man. Gadget, man.
Gage and Gadgets, thank you for the subscription, man. How are you doing?
Mr. Gadget. Wait, who was that? Inspector Gadget. That's it, right?
What is wrong with you right now?
Dude,
are you on a death spiral?
Yes. Straight down.
Gage and Gadget. Inspector Gadget. I'm Colby. Like, what is happening? Are you okay?
I went on a mind trail, man. I'm fine. I'm not like you on the beginning of the last show where you couldn't speak words.
Dude, we drank 60 beers.
At the beginning, you had a sip. You had four sips before you couldn't talk.
Sip is not
it was
the
sips.
Right word. They it were not sips.
Regardless, it was not even a beer.
By the way, we should probably talk about that, like how it affected us.
Oh, yeah?
Because when we did the Power Hour last week... Because we wanted to know what would happen.
It was constrained. The heat affected the.
You think it wasn't a good experiment?
Uh-huh. Yeah, there was an extra variable involved, and that was the.
I don't know.
I felt
drunk about 30 minutes in.
Yeah.
But by the end of it, I feel like I wasn't drunk.
Right. No, I feel you on that.
Like it hit me really fast, but then it also went away really fast.
I felt weird at the beginning, like first 10 or 20
right.
minutes. And then like by the end, I definitely felt like I was normal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's because I got used to the heat or what, but it was definitely the heat had something to do with it.
Well, the heat's fixed now. And it's I don't know, man. I feel like should we got to do did your mother survive? Like, have you talked to her since then?
Oh, yeah.
Did she say anything?
She was like, I didn't know you could drink 14 beers.
I mean, honestly, like, that's the real headline here. Like, we drank 60 drinks of beer each over an hour.
Yeah.
Which I think was 5 Millers for me, 5 Millers for you.
Yeah.
You brought over a
18-pack.
An 18-pack.
Mm-hmm.
I had those 5 Millers plus one during the Just Dance segment, so I had 6. Colby had 12.
Yep.
Because by the end of Just Dance, every one of those Millers was gone.
Yep.
Colby drank 6. He drank 5 over the first hour.
Yep.
But then he drank 8 more.
Yep.
Right? Is that right? No.
No.
6 seven. More.
7 would be 12.
6 and 6. And we had 18 total, though.
Yeah, but you had 6.
Yeah.
That would be
so
12.
6 and 6, that's 12 during the regular show, and then the rest were you. That's 6 more.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So you had 6 over the course, you had 5 over a course of an hour, and then you had 7 over the next 2 hours.
Yeah, see, that ain't bad.
It doesn't sound that bad, honestly.
No, it wasn't that bad.
It just sounds bad when you're like, when you say I had 14 beers over 3 hours, that sounds bad.
Nah. Why do you think It's Always Sunny tried to do the Wade Boggs challenge, man?
What's the Wade Boggs challenge?
You don't know what?
What?
You don't know what that is?
No, that's why I asked what it was.
He apparently, I don't know. I don't remember where it was too. Maybe
it's fake news.
It was a fight across the U.S.
Oh, is that when Frank's in the plane? He's like,
yeah.
I'm tired of people telling me I can't drink beer.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, and they're writing their how
right.
many they get. Yeah, he drank 100 beers in one cross country flight, and they tried to do that.
They were small cans. They were only 12-ounce cans.
Yeah.
Morris is right, but still, 14 over a 3-hour period.
Yeah, man, it was fine.
That seems excessive.
I wasn't hungover at all.
Were you?
Yeah, I was. Well, I was.
Yeah, poor Cole. He had to work the next day.
Yeah, it was not fun.
I woke up at like 9:30, I think. It was late for me.
Yeah, that was not fun.
Yep. So
might have to switch it to a Friday show.
Why?
To do that again.
Oh, you want to do Just Dance again?
No, not that.
Chris is, we're going to buy Just Dance next month.
We need a Power Hour of a beer a minute.
It's on sale at Best Buy right now for only $30.
Oh, how
so
fun
when we pay
for
our,
you guys.
We pay our Best Buy credit card
I have
bill,
done
we
it.
Should be able to
it's
go get it.
It's going off of my list forever.
Mm. But Just Dance 2019 could get
no.
added to the list, though.
No, it can't.
I feel like chat could add it.
I don't give a shit about chat. Don't give a shit.
Just Dance 2019, man. They're going to have even better songs.
Nope.
I don't know what songs it could be.
I don't care.
Because Despacito's on 2018. How can it get better?
I don't care. Did I dance to that one?
I don't remember.
I don't think I did. I might have.
I feel like you did.
I think I did.
I feel chat picked that one towards the
end.
Yeah,
because wasn't it a two-person dance?
I don't remember.
I think it was a two-person, yeah.
I remember.
Please, no more dancing. Thank
you,
Morris.
You scarred Morris. Like,
good.
Morris is, like, the only one on your side. He, like, lost respect for us.
Yeah, I would assume. It was terrible. It was god-awful.
I don't know, man. I think a lot of people.
I love you, chat, but don't make me fucking do dancing again.
What game are you going to pick for this Thursday, man? You know yet?
No. Sit and watch Colby play checkers for a fucking 2 hours. That's my torture for them.
Colby plays checkers, dude.
Yeah.
SingStar. What about Rocksmith?
Nope.
Dude?
None of anything that involves physical activity. That's my new rule.
Okay.
That's my new rule.
Well, you can't make the rules. Chat makes the
rules. Oh, I don't give a shit about chat. I'm the one playing the games. I'm making the fucking rules. No more physical exerting bullshit. Nothing. You get my fingers. That's all you get.
You do. We'll put Just Dance 2019 on there, and then you literally just mimic it like this.
Nope. That's too much physical exertion.
Too much that?
I said fingers, not arm. There you go. I'll beat my chair the entire episode. I'd beat my meat, but I think that is...
That's TOS violation, yeah, for sure. Yeah, Colby plays... What about Minesweeper, man? You play Minesweeper? Do you know how to play Minesweeper, by the way?
Yes.
I don't.
I don't know how to win.
I don't know how to play it.
But you just click.
Well, I mean,
and
yeah.
And avoid the mines.
Yeah, but do you know what the numbers and stuff mean?
I think it's points.
No, it's about how far away the mines are from where you clicked. Like, my chat...
You don't know what the fuck it means.
No.
You just know what the fuck it means.
No, no.
You just said it.
I'm telling you, chat has told me, tried to teach me Minesweeper a dozen times, and that it doesn't make sense.
Have you played it? It's on the Windows.
Yeah, I mean, I probably, like, here, like, play... Like, people who watch my stream have seen me do this a dozen times. Like, see, what is this? Is not the same Minesweeper. Go to the other website. I like the other website better. Is this one it? Yeah, you got this website. Look at this. Look at this. Okay, so see, we'll click here. Okay, so like, there's a bunch of ones, and there's a two and a three.
Go click by the three, man.
No, because the three means that there's three mines around it. So like, if I click here, mine. See, one, two, three mines.
I gotcha.
So there's three mines touching it, but there's like nine possible places the mine could be.
Oh,
that's what that means. So like, okay, so now there's one mine touching this.
Mm-hmm.
There's two mines touching this, so that means almost guaranteed there's a mine right here.
Okay.
All right. And there's also a mine here, but it could be here. So this was probably safe. So boom, and it wasn't. See, I suck at Minesweeper. This game blows. I don't understand how it works. Like, why is there? There's two. It says.
Well,
it says two. There's not two. Oh, there's one
two.
Right here.
Yeah.
It's rigged.
It's not rigged.
It's rigged, man.
It's in the square around.
But that one shouldn't count.
It does. That's how it works.
This is how I get around it. You want to see how I do it? Watch this game. All right, custom. All right, we're gonna do one. We're gonna do let's do 50 by 50, and we're gonna do one mine. All right, I win.
You win. Huh?
I win. I just won Minesweeper. Y'all jealous? You wish you were good like me at Minesweeper.
Minesweeper.
So that game enraged me. It's like I could beat Dark Souls. I could beat Bloodborne. Minesweeper's too much. Too much thinking. Too much thinking. Yeah, hacks. It's genius hacks.
Who wants to do math and
it's not
strategy.
Math. It's simple counting.
Yeah, it's strategy.
Yeah, and see, Menace is like, the numbers tell you how many mines surround that square. Like, they tell me that. I still am bad.
Well, yeah. You're just bad.
I'm bad at Minesweeper, man.
That's understandable.
And I feel like if you played 2 hours of that, you would also go insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. I'm fine with going insane. I'm not fine with dying from exertion again.
Is that so? It wasn't the embarrassment that got you. It was the physical activity.
No,
okay,
it was that too.
What was the worst part? Would you say
the embarrassing of how bad my dancing is?
Okay,
yeah. Then right underneath that, it's the exertion of how 2 hours of dancing made me feel.
Did you feel less embarrassed the longer it went on?
No. Only, in fact, probably more. Yeah.
Okay. It got worse as time went on.
Yeah, it did.
All right, man.
It really did.
Well, I think we got to do a power hour again then, since you're saying that the last result...
Yeah, the power hour was fine.
I agree. That was great. It would have been better if it wasn't so hot.
I loved the episode. I hated Colby Plays Games that night.
I don't know, man. It's the most popular Colby Plays Games we've ever had.
Yeah, well,
just saying. Just saying. So when do we do the next Power Hour then? I feel like we should do it on a Sunday, and let's do a Power 2 Hours.
Power 2 Hours?
Yeah, why not? I mean, honestly, the heat would only negatively affect us, right? Yeah. It could only make it worse.
Right.
So if we feel like we handled the single hour like champs,
yeah,
and it was 95 degrees in here,
mm-hmm,
I feel like 2 hours we could handle.
Yeah.
And that's, also that's 10 beers over 2 hours. Right.
I'll have the night.
You won't, yeah, you can slowly keep drinking to sober up, you know, like one beer, you know, two beers an hour, one beer an hour, you know?
Yeah, man.
Just slow, just wean off of it.
Well, yeah, man, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why you're talking like that.
I don't know what I'm doing. It looks weird in the camera, so that's why I'm doing it.
2 hours, 18 pack is perfect. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
9 each. Could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or 18 pack each.
How many did we do? We did 5?
I think we did 5 each.
Yeah, so we need one more.
Yeah. We'd have to get 2 18 packs.
No, we wouldn't.
Yeah, we would.
We need to get an 18 and a 6-pack.
I think...
that'd be enough. I'm paying for these, so that's what I'm getting.
I'm thinking that we may want to get them out of the cans, too.
What do you mean?
Like, what if we get them in glasses to start with?
Why would we want to do that?
I don't know. I feel like I drink more when it's in a glass.
Well, yeah.
I feel like the can made me burp more. I didn't like burping.
You don't drink beer out of cans?
I mean, I do, but I prefer it in a glass.
Why?
It's classier.
Oh, Mr. Class.
It makes me burp less.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like it makes me burp less.
I don't think it does.
And I can drink more. I feel like I would drink a can every 3 drinks if I had it in a glass.
Well, yeah, but that's going to kill you.
No.
If we do it for 2 hours,
I think that's a scientific experiment.
I think you're going to die.
No. I think I'll be fine, and I'd like to
prove
it.
We could try it.
Let's do it with Kraken.
Straw with that?
Straw? I've never drank beer with a straw. You ever drank beer with a straw? Wonder if what that would taste like.
It tastes weird.
Dude, what if I could just get a sippy straw and just... I wouldn't have to move my face to drink, dude. I feel like my lips would get tired from all the sucking by the end of the episode.
All the sucking.
Like, I feel like the more I drink, the more tired my sucking ability is going to be.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I just feel like my face is going to get tired.
That makes sense.
It doesn't, but it does at the same time.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
It makes sense.
Well, I don't know when we're going to do it again.
Sometime.
But I feel like we should do it again.
We'll do it.
Especially since you're not satisfied with the first one.
I'm not. The heat threw off the results.
But I think the result is that we were right. It doesn't affect us.
Right.
Like, everyone was worried that, oh, you're going to die. It's going to mess you up. And, like, I was sober by the end of Just Dance. Stone cold sober.
I wasn't.
Watching you dance around, stabbing me with your keys.
I was
stone cold sober, feeling pain from the key stabbing.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when you stabbed me with the keys?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to make sure you remember that you stabbed me.
I didn't until you brought it up, but yeah, no, I remember that.
Yeah, yeah, you stabbed me. It was mean. It hurt.
Well, that's what you get. Putting this on the fucking list. Goddamn bitch.
Potato Eater 1011 says, I eat potatoes.
Who doesn't eat potatoes, man? Potatoes are great.
Potatoes are great.
Mm.
Although you can be allergic to potatoes,
what's
though,
your
can't
you? Yes, you can.
Can?
Yeah.
That sucks.
What's your favorite way to eat potatoes?
With my mouth.
What's another way? With your butt?
I don't know. You just asked what my favorite one.
My favorite form of potatoes to eat.
My favorite form of potato?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean like baked potato, mashed potato? What other types of potato are there?
Fries, hash browns.
Oh, you counting those?
Yeah. Anything that
chips.
Is a potato. Yeah.
Man, I don't know. That's tough. That's tough, man, because beer...
what? Beer? Beer and potatoes?
I'm stroking out. What's happening?
Beer is... or potatoes is vodka.
That's it.
Yeah.
Beer's wheat?
Barley.
What's barley?
Wheat. A type of wheat, I would want to say. I snort potatoes.
Yeah. Potato Eater says he puts them up his nose. That sounds... I put french fries up my nose before, I'm sure, in my life. As a kid?
I don't think I did.
You feel like you got to put a french fry up your nose every once in a while when you're a kid.
I was never obsessed with my nose and sticking stuff
I loved putting things in holes when I was a kid.
That was not what I was about.
Tater tots. Ooh, tater tots are good, too.
That's just a compact version of hash browns.
That's true. It's true. I never really thought of that, but you're right, man. Yeah. You're blowing my mind with your potato knowledge
just
right now.
Hash browns, man. That's
why do you know so much about potatoes?
I was thinking about it recently. I was like, I thought it was always fries for me, but now I'm thinking it's hash browns.
Is potato the best food?
I don't know. Yeah.
It makes hash browns, French fries, potato
I'm
chips,
Colby.
Potato chips, vodka. Baked potatoes,
stuff,
mashed potatoes.
Why do you think fucking Matt Damon was making potatoes up on Mars?
Right, they make them in space.
It's the shit that, yeah, it works.
What's better than potatoes? Like, from an all-around standpoint of variety and sustainability, what's a better food than potato? I don't think there is one.
Bread?
Bread, it requires multiple ingredients, though. All right, potato, if he's Colby... Why don't you use your potato brain and try to figure out who Seth is? It's not, there's two of us here.
Yeah.
Cow is the best food, but see, cow, you gotta cook.
Yeah.
Like potato, you could just plant in the Mars dirt, pull it out. Mars potato, right?
Mars potato, yeah.
Because like even like corn, which is another like ubiquitous vegetable, like
you
still,
process
it's just
shit.
Corn, yeah. You know?
Yeah, that
I mean, I guess you do have to like boil potatoes.
The chair, I don't know.
You're right, it's the chair. Congratulations, yep. You got it. Potatoes, man.
He is Vladimir.
Yeah, my name's Vladimir Putin.
Sitting on,
no relation,
sitting
though.
On Seth, the yeah. chair.
No relation. So.
His sexy bod.
Yeah, I'm waiting. I'm just the ban.
Who's?
I'm getting close to banning. I'm getting real close.
Nah, man, he's fine.
He's fine. Got us
wait
on the
potato. Wait until a black joke comes up.
No. No, my opinion is if it's distracting, I don't like it.
Mm.
And so far, it's just
low level troll.
Like he was fine when he started about potatoes, how he snorts them, but now he's like trying to dictate our conversation. But it's a bad conversation.
I'm just confused about who he's talking about having a sexy bod.
Well, it's definitely not me.
I think it's you.
Well, if it's me, it's because he's being ironic because it's clearly not
I
a sexy bod.
I think
that's
it's you,
the
though.
Idea.
That's yeah, might we don't know.
I do know.
Nah, we don't know.
I've been on the internet a long time, I know.
He doesn't know. He doesn't even... He's done. There you go. How's that?
Your hair is cool. See that? But he's saying that like it's not, though.
How do you know?
Because it's the internet.
You're just putting emphasis, like your own inflection on what he's saying.
It's the internet, man.
It could just be a very nice person saying you have cool hair.
No.
Yeah.
Because then he would be blind. You literally, in our roast conversation 72 hours ago,
like a bold
my best friend...
Yeah.
Went off against my hair.
Well, you said to roast you.
Yeah, I'm not saying that you did anything bad. I'm just saying that that's reality.
Mm.
My hair's not cool. I like that color top. What's that mean?
I'm assuming your shirt.
But he spelled color like Morris.
Yeah.
And now I feel like Morris is responsible for these people.
I think he might be.
How many times have we blamed Morris for something bad?
Hmm?
Like I feel like we blame Morris for
anybody
a lot of stuff.
That's European.
Or, no. Like, has an accent, or... You know,
potatoes?
It's potatoes.
Potatoes. Roast potatoes.
Morris, you gotta take some responsibility for your people, man.
Yeah, man, control your peeps.
Yeah, we're responsible for all Americans. He's responsible for everyone that's not.
There you go.
I think that's fair, right?
That works.
We don't have any Asian listeners, do we?
Basement.
Oh, you're right. But he's not here anymore.
No.
He's never around.
He's got his own life, man.
I like your accent, Colby. Can I ban him yet?
Roast potatoes.
Roast potatoes. All right, man. Can we, can I bring up an idea for you, man? Colby, yeah, you're the Asian. You're the Asian listener.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah. So, our branding,
uh-huh.
We've been working on that.
Yeah.
And by working on it, I mean we've been not working on it.
Me, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I'm gonna say August 2nd. New branding launches,
mm-hmm.
Whether you're done or not.
Okay. What does that even mean?
It means the threat is, I'm going to make it.
If I don't.
If you don't.
That's fine.
No, it's
you
not going to be fine.
You can make everything else. I just made the fucking logo.
No.
To where you don't just have text.
That's basically just text, though.
It's not, though.
It is.
It's not. There are five elements other than text.
Yeah, but I can't... I don't know.
Also, it's a better layout than just it in a line.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I agree, even though it kind of looks like the Sonic logo.
It doesn't anymore.
Yeah, a little bit.
Nah, that's good.
That looks like me. Now, I'm Asian.
It does. That
it
hair
kind of does look like me.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit. He has better glasses
than me. He's got glasses on your hair, man.
Yep. I mean, from the fact that he has a face, he has hair, and he has glasses. I do as well. He got me.
That's correct. Yeah. That does look like me, too.
Okay, that's actually horrifying.
That's really scary.
Who is that?
I don't know. It looks like that fucking Pepe.
Argy BB. This is a global emote. I don't know who that is.
I don't either.
I don't know who that is.
I don't like it.
I feel like, if it's a global emote, he must be pretty popular, right? I bet he doesn't really look like you, though. If you see,
he kind of does.
I mean, he does in that emote, but I feel like if we look at his actual stream, he's not going to look like you, right?
No. Typically, I don't.
Also, he's smiling.
Doppelgangers, that never happens.
Right. Here's what Colby actually looks like. Let's just put it there. There's actually Colby. So now he's stretched. Like, that one doesn't look like me.
That looks like you when you're raging.
No.
Yeah.
My glasses have never been that clean enough to shine, ever. It's not possible.
It's never possible.
So,
yeah, what
August 2nd, man.
That's cool, man. Make everything.
No. Yeah. That's supposed to be a threat. I'm going to make it bad.
That's fine.
I'm going to make it purposely bad.
It's already bad. So
no.
Can't get
worse. Right now, it can get worse.
Nah.
I'm going to use that logo I sent you.
You can't now.
I'm going to make it in Comic Sans.
You can't not, because I sent you a logo, so I did some.
I'm not using it.
Why not?
Because I need help with all the other assets.
Yeah, don't.
Yeah.
It's called rectangles and triangles in places.
Nope.
Yeah.
I can't do it. The logo has to match. I'm not to everything else. I'm not skilled enough to make stuff that matches that logo. So I got to go to the lowest common denominator and make the logo match all the bad stuff.
Excuses.
Nah, man.
Yeah.
Nah, man. I need your assistance to make it look good.
Okie doke.
And August 2nd.
August 2nd.
It's got to happen.
Okie doke.
Feel like that's fair.
Yeah, sure.
I'm just tired of the big blue bar up top.
Well, then do something other than that.
I just don't know how to do something with it.
Make it not like that.
I don't know how to explain.
I don't either, man.
Do you know what I'm trying to say?
What? That you want it minimalist? I would just say let's make everything smaller.
I only want tip, cheer, sub. Okay.
Those are the only three?
Those are the only three.
Tops of all of them?
Yes.
Okay.
It's the only three I want.
Okay.
And then I still want to do the blue bar down at the bottom.
Why would you want to do that?
Because it talks about when our shows are.
Oh, but not a blue bar, though.
Right. Yeah. Okay. No, I mean the actual information that's in the blue bar, but not so much of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Or maybe as much of it. I don't know. But I don't know how to make those look good on screen, because like here's an example. What you sent me has three colors: white, that gray, and the pink. Okay, yes. So let's just take the blue bar for example.
Mm-hmm.
There are three colors down there: dark blue, blue, and white.
Yeah.
Well, if I make all the text white and then the dark blue black and the other part pink, that's going to look horrific.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So I need help with like, what colors do I use here?
Okay.
So I don't need you. Like, I'm happy to make multiple things. Like, I'm going to make a web page and code in our new stuff. Okay? But what I need is, like, a template. What does that look like? Like, what are the colors? Can you add shapes in there and stuff like that? So it's not just white square, white square, white square, or dark gray square, dark gray square. Like, I feel like because you have the bow tie
lines,
looks,
yeah.
Like, you can make something that looks cool.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I do.
I don't know if you do.
I don't.
A web page? You mean a website? No, I mean a web page. It's a page on a website. Like a single web page.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of those.
Yeah.
I'm just going to take all the stuff that we have and then mock stuff up and just...
But see, I don't need you to do that much work.
Well, I could do that.
You can.
I will do it.
But I don't need you to.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like I'm not...
I just wanted to get a fucking logo down, and that was the hardest part.
Well,
now
right.
We got that down, and now the other stuff's easy.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying. Easy. Like, and I don't need you to make everything for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can make like I just redid my panels on my stream, and I use that little icon background that I have, you know, with that's I use in like my schedule and stuff.
Yes.
I'm sure you've seen it.
Yes.
And so it makes it a little less boring than just flat gray.
Yes.
And so what I'm saying to you is I am not skilled enough to emulate what you have done with the logo for the panels. My skill would be like, it's gray, pink text, done.
Right.
When you could actually make it have some style to it. Yeah. Like, it could be in the shape.
I fucking understand what you're talking about, man!
I'm just making sure, man.
I get it!
But I don't need you to make all of it! Is that a shroom of Mario on the bed in the back? Well, I have a mushroom and a Mario on the bed in the back, actually. So.
Well, yeah, this guy right here.
Yeah, that's a mushroom.
That's the mushroom.
That's the mushroom. Yeah. And I also, tell me what you think of this idea.
Mm.
Okay. So we usually start the show 10 minutes before we go live.
Yes.
Have a countdown.
See.
What if the last, I think our intro is minute and a half, so let's just say minute and a half. Last minute and a half, so a minute and a half till the show starts, we play at the intro.
We play at the intro?
We play the intro.
We play at the intro.
And then when the intro ends, we go live.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Does that sound like a cool idea?
Yeah. What intro?
Well, does the one that we still have work?
I mean, I can just update the font and maybe color scheme of some
of
the parts.
I don't even think you need to do that, do you?
No, I mean, literally, there's... I think it's our logo. This logo, the Seth and Colby, I think that's in there, but it's just 3D and, like, grimy and stuff. Yeah. At the very end, I think it is.
For some reason, I didn't think
yeah,
that was
like
true.
Because, yeah, it's like Seth and Colby.
Well, if you want to make a new one, I don't really care. Play the intro now? No. Not doing that. It's too long.
Yeah, it's long.
But I think that would be... Well, see, the thing is like, I like the intro. It's long and it's informative. Like, for me, the problem with our intro is that it's too long. But if it's not that long, I don't know what the point of the intro is. You know what I mean? Like, what do we cut out of it? It says what the show is. It gives a little bit of background as to who we are, why the show exists, what the show talks about, and when the show is, and how to watch it. That's what the intro is.
Yeah.
And we throw in a bunch of humor. We throw in some humor there, here and there. Like, the longest segment is the part about the moon filling space. I mean, we could cut that whole thing if we wanted to.
Yeah.
But still, that's only going to save, what, 8 seconds?
Right.
So, to me, if we play it before the show starts, it won't be on iTunes, it won't be on the YouTube video, but like if you're sitting in the Twitch room waiting for it to start, it's there.
Right. Oh, wait, so you said it wouldn't be in the YouTube video?
No.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Probably not.
Like, it's literally the same as our starting soon screen
mm-hmm.
that gets cut out the YouTube video, except instead of watching the last minute and a half countdown, it's now the intro,
right.
And then it goes into the duo thing. And then it goes into our show. And there's no difference. Should we start with some music?
Like the show starts yeah. with some music?
Like, I mean, should we keep a music bed in there and then we come in and we actually introduce the show?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I always... Like, here's the thing for me. The radio guy in me wants to announce who we are, when you can watch the show, everything that's in the intro already.
Right.
Okay. Which was part of the reason we got rid of the intro, is because I just read whatever was in the intro right after the intro happened. But, like, if you're new to the show right now, like, Potato Eater saying right now, YouTube question mark? Like, anyone who's new here doesn't know our Twitter, our YouTube, our Reddit, our Instagram, our Facebook, the Discord, where you can buy t-shirts, what the P.O. box is, and if they're not reading, they don't know. So if they're on iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher for the first time, they don't know when the show is, they don't know how to get the show. Like, we don't mention any of that in the actual body of the show.
Yeah.
And so I feel like maybe we, like, start with some music. I start really quickly and just do a little bit of intro at the very start of the show. And then we just go into the show normally.
Mm-hmm.
But that's also never something we've done on our show.
What, have an intro?
At the very start.
Well, yeah.
So
we
I don't know,
do the cold
man.
Cold open kind of bullshit.
Right, but our cold open is now the entirety of the show. So, like, I don't know if, like, is this a podcast? Yes and no.
We're one of a kind.
That's
here.
Kind of like the problem. That's literally the problem I'm wrestling with.
Right.
Is like, do we just make it informational on the overlay like it is right now? Like, right now, our overlay said, It just said Twitter.com/Seth and Colby. Mm-hmm. It just said it on the overlay. You could see it. Now it says watch the show live twice a week on Twitch. And then it cycles between live every Thursday at 7 p.m., live every Sunday at 2 p.m. It's just on the bottom. It's all there. All the social media and all that's always there. It's going to roll through them all. Like, it's probably going to go, see, there's the Twitch. And I think that lasts, it rolls 30 seconds. Because mm-hmm. I also don't want it to be super motion, because I think that's distracting.
Yeah.
Like, if it changes every 10 seconds, it's always catching your eye. And I feel like, you know, like right now, it's short enough that you don't really get bothered by it.
Right, but maybe then it's not even noticeable.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I just don't, like, we're in this weird space in my head. Is in this weird space between are we a Twitch channel or are we a podcast? Because, like, if I was doing on my Twitch channel and someone came in and said, what's your Twitter? It's like, my Twitter is this. And mm-hmm. I just read it right then because it doesn't matter.
Right.
But in the flow of a show like we do, just to break down and stop talking about VPNs, you know, like, oh, here's our Twitter, by the way, because someone in chat asked. Like, that really ruins the flow of the show. It, in my head, it ruins the flow of the show for anyone who's listening or enjoying it as a piece of content, entertainment-wise.
Yeah.
Like, for me, like, when I play video games on the ZSwigs channel, mm-hmm. the content is Dark Souls. Me talking over it is not the showpiece. Mm-hmm. Like, it's icing on the cake, me experiencing it. In this show, yeah. if we stop and we talk and we promote our Twitter, mm-hmm. that is the content. There's nothing else. All the people have that watch this and listen to this is us speaking.
Yeah.
So now we're going to subject our people who listen to the show every week that know that our Twitter is there. We're going to subject them every week, two or three times a week, when new people stop by and ask us questions to the same questions over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. No,
what I'm saying? I don't know how to solve that problem.
I don't either.
I don't know how to have people who are normal and listen to us all the time, who know all the things and don't need us to promote it at them 100 times a year, not hear it, but at the same time still grab new people that are there.
I don't know.
And I feel like the way to do that is to ignore iTunes completely.
Yes.
And then just put it on the overlays on Twitch.
It'd be like it's right here.
Right.
Yeah.
Or even better, we don't say that and it's there. So, you know how that works. So, solve it with a chat command. Well, all the chat commands are there too, but not everyone on Twitch uses chat commands.
Yeah.
Like, if you go in and type exclamation point Twitter, it should just say, here's your Twitter. Like, I should have all those made. I hope so. But, I mean, I think they're there.
Maybe.
I maybe not have, like, the Reddit. I may not have that one, or like Instagram, like some of the newer ones, but I definitely have Twitter, which is really the most important one to follow.
That's the biggest one.
Yeah. So I don't know, man. Like, do you have merch? Yes. And I think exclamation point merch gets you a link. That's how it works. It's also going to be down on the bottom. At some point, it'll be down on the bottom.
Yeah. I think it's just too slow. Like, no one's going to be paying attention on the blue bar for
so
too long.
So then that's something else we need to design.
Yeah.
Like, I did this just recently in my redesign, because of my video box, I just have, like, my Twitter, it says @ZSwigsHi. And then now I put exclamation point Discord in there. Exclamation point merch.
Yeah.
Exclamation point PO box. I put titles for chat in there. So people will see it, be like, oh, Discord, okay. Discord. You know, and then it shows up in the chat. And it doesn't interrupt that. I mean, maybe that's what we do here. Like, we just have a little place for commands to show up.
Yeah.
So I think our overlay should have episode ZSwitch is a loser. He's fat. Episode 101, July 15th, 3:28 p.m. Our show logo, and then top donator, top tipper, top cheerer, newest sub, and then a place to put commands for chat and or our social media usernames with an icon. That should be the information on the thing.
Yeah. I would say, yeah, just have it scroll a little faster, maybe, on the bottom.
Well, right, and I can do that.
And
I
can just organize it differently. Right. It's a little
what I need your help with is how
make
to
it visually
appealing.
Noticeable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and also just separate it in a way where it doesn't look like just a block of text with lines in between it.
Because
mm-hmm. that's the biggest block. And they don't have to be together. That's one of the reasons I'm creating a web page for it, is that I can literally do a separate element. Like, I can have a web page for the following and all that stuff and move it around separately, and then have a video for the roller stuff, you know, and do that separately. So we can kind of design it in that way, but I need all of it, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna, that's gonna be fun.
Well, and like, I know you don't have a ton of experience working on that type of stuff.
Yeah.
And I sound like a madman when I try to explain it, because it's almost impossible to explain unless you've done it before.
It does sound very odd.
Right. Because it's a little bit of information design. It's also a little bit of motion design.
Photoshop, and then you tell me what assets you need from me from the Photoshop file to make it actually happen in real life.
Okay.
That's probably the way that I'm going to do
it. We could do that.
Just have it laid out where it's static.
Yeah. Well, I think what we want is what's on our overlay right now, I really like. It's just too much of it.
Right.
So I want the episode number, the date, the time, our logo, the days the show airs, links to all of our socials, and all of the stuff that they can interact with the show, the Discord, the P.O. Box, the merch, all that stuff. And then top tipper, top cheer, latest sub. And I need all of that. And those things can cycle. They can always be on the screen. They can appear sometimes. It just depends.
Yeah.
And we can decide that later, but we still need to know what they look like.
Right.
And I think, as far as I'm concerned, it's up to you if you want one thing to cycle or not, one thing to cover. Like, I thought about just having a bar down at the bottom, and it shows the three supporters of the channel, and then every minute a bar just covers that up, and then here's our socials, and then that bar goes away. You know, we could do something as simple as that. Mm. Or we could also always have them on the screen. There's a billion different ways to have it. That's the thing. That's my point.
Yeah, I'll definitely need them. Yeah, it's just because I have a certain template of what a Twitch overlay is.
Right.
But it doesn't have to be that.
Right.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be the generic. In fact, I would prefer it's not just like everybody else's.
Right.
Because I feel like that's when it becomes invisible to the audience.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like the fact that we have this top bar, like everyone has, no one looks at it.
Right.
Because everyone has one.
Yeah, but I mean, with our setup too, that's really the only play areas that we have is top or bottom. Because we don't want to put anything on the sides, or else my face or your face.
Well, we could put something small there.
Yeah.
We could. I don't know. Like, it just really, I have a picture of me sitting in the chair smiling at the camera. I'll just send that to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can work around that layout.
Oh, yeah. I just take screenshots of the show and then just...
Right. Well, I have one without any overlays I can send you.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. I took that today. So, All right. Menace, I'm going to catch up on chat. Potato Eater is just being crazy. Menace says, always assume the audience knows nothing. Yeah. I mean, that's how I was trained. That no one reads the show title. No one reads anything you have on the screen. No one reads anything or knows anything about you.
Right.
And even when you tell them, they probably didn't hear you. But I know that's not true, because people who like this show generally like it.
Yeah.
Like, more than the average person would like something.
Mm-hmm.
They're invested, so they know stuff about it.
Right.
That's one of the side effects for us being as personal as we are. We care more about each other than the average show.
Yes.
And so I just hate to be like, hey, Morris, did you know we have a Discord? Hey, Morris, did you know we have a Twitter? Hey, Menace, did you know you can sub to the channel? Like, I just, every time I do that, that's what I feel like I'm saying.
Yeah.
But I have to say it to the new people out there.
Right.
So I just got to find that balance. And if our overlay can do the job for me, then we can focus on just doing the show and talking about stupid Boston maps. And then our overlay can promote it. You know what I mean?
How about TV lower thirds and shit like that. You know how, like, the Simpsons just start walking onto the fucking screen while you're watching, like, Tim Allen or some shit, being like, Simpsons up next or something at this time. Stuff like that.
Absolutely.
Like every minute or so, a big old, like, hey, you can subscribe thing happens.
Well, and with our show, it could be every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Because the video doesn't matter. Like, we do an hour-long show.
Right.
We can literally have a video in here that's an hour-long loop, and it can just play.
Yeah. That's something.
So, I mean, and that's what I mean. Like, I don't want you to be in this box of, well, I did it for Tone this way because Tone stole it from Tim the Tap Man, so I'm going to do it this way. We can do whatever we want.
Yeah.
Because I figured out with my overlays how to make them completely custom.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can literally, I mean, I can't do it with video. Like, obviously, it has to be within the web for, like, anything that's dynamic.
Yeah.
But anything that's static, like Twitter overlays and that, that can always, that can be a video.
Gotcha.
And we can just overlay. And we can overlay six videos on top of each other.
Mm-hmm.
And we can arrange them in different ways and such, so. Anyway. But I would like, August 2nd was just like, it's just like a date that I pull. I feel like we need a date. Otherwise, we're never going to do it.
Right. Oh, yeah, no, I'm pushing it back.
Because how long have we been working on this stupid thing? It's probably been... it's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a hot second.
April? Mm-hmm. March, maybe?
Probably around then.
I don't know. Just feel like once we get this done, we can do other things.
Oh, yeah, what's the other thing?
I'll worry about those things later.
What's the other thing? No, we'll worry about those things later.
We'll worry about the stuff.
Stuff.
And things.
Wow. Those just sound so great.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know, man.
They sound super fun.
Hog champ emote. That's what we're working on next.
Nope. Never. No more emotes.
No more emotes? Okay, nope. Man, your fat face will live forever. I'm fine with that.
Yep, I'm good with that.
I'm fine with that.
Tire flipping. There you go.
We can do tire flipping. Absolutely.
Let's do some tire flipping, man.
Absolutely. Do some tire flipping. Do those types of things.
A tire emote. Oh, that's awesome.
You know, like the emote of the... Have you seen the Twitch emote of the lady who flips the table? Have you seen that emote? I'm sure someone will put it in chat here in a bit, but we could do that with the lady flipping, but instead of it being a table, it's a tire.
It depends on how detailed it is. Nobody could see that shit, man.
A tire? I'm pretty sure you can make a tire emote pretty easily.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure you could.
But with a tiny woman flipping it?
Well, the tiny woman is already a thing. There it is. Thank you, Menace. Yeah. See, so these are two separate emotes. The woman going like this is an emote, and then the table is one. So we would just have our own tire emote, and she'd be flipping the tire.
I gotcha.
Yeah. That you could just steal that exact emote right there and put my hair on her, and then we could have two emotes, be flipping the tires.
Be great, dude.
Because we can have five better Twitch TV emotes. We're not using any of them right now.
Mm-hmm.
I was figured Hog Champ could be one, Tire Flipping could be one. They want me as in a witch hat because of my cackle.
Would
remember
it
that?
Work on this thing, though?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, it does. It sure does. See, he's flipping the hog now. Yeah. He's flipping the hog. Yep.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's pretty great. So, anyway. I don't know. I always feel like I try to type that stuff to Colby in Discord, and I feel like I'm a madman who can't communicate anything, and I also feel like I'm yelling at Colby every time. Because I'm not eloquent enough to explain it in a way that sounds sane, I feel like I'm just degrading whatever Colby sends me.
Like, how dare you send this?
Well, it's like he sends me that, and I'm like, I need this to be in a way, in a package that looks good for new subs.
Yeah.
And I feel like Colby reads that like, oh, okay, so now he wants just more stuff that's good enough for him. But in reality, what I'm asking is, like, I don't know how to make this look good for new sub overlays.
New sub overlays.
You know, like, whatever you make, it's also got to be good in motion as well.
Yeah.
No, and, like, I'll I know you out. Know that.
I'll figure that out.
But, like, it's hard for me to see that when you just send me a JPEG. Because Colby's got, like, the beautiful mind happening. You know, where he sees all these numbers and animated things floating in the air, and I just see pretzels. Like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Catch up with chat. We're caught up.
Oh, no. He wants us to point out that he was mean. He got mean.
Morris is the daddy of chat. He can spank anything.
Also, you called the show boring.
He did do
so
that.
So, who was the mean one first?
Yeah. If you don't like this, you're not going to like the show.
No.
This is literally 90%. It's just me talking at Colby.
Mm.
Yeah.
This is fine.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it's been.
That's how it
100 episodes of it, man.
Yeah, man.
That's what we're going to do. But, yeah, I think the real takeaway here is that I want to do it, and I want it to look good, and I'm tired of this big, fat, ugly blue thing. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. I'm tired of it.
Yeemar was mean.
Mar. Dude, we're going to call him Mar now, from now on. Mar. Let's just call him Mar.
Mar?
Yeah, can we call Morris Minor Mar from now on? Makes him sound like a pro soccer player, right?
Yeemar was mean.
Yeemar. Well, ye is yes. That's internet for like ye.
Yeah, Mar was mean.
Yeah, ye.
How do you get Morris Minor to Mar?
Oh, so I'm going to call him Marmar. He said no, and I'm going to defy him.
Marmar.
And call him Marmar for now.
Well, Morris, you got a new nickname, man. Whenever you hear that.
Marmar.
We're making fun of your British butt. Again.
All right, so enough about me. Colby?
Hey!
Last 20 minutes of the show are all about you, man. What's up? How's it been going? Tell me about your life, dude.
No. No.
I mean, no.
No.
Like, no, you don't want to talk about it, or no, there's nothing to talk about.
No. I could talk about something.
Okay.
All right. So we were wanting to go out last night.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was Jordan's birthday. One of our friends' birthday.
Uh-huh.
Friends.
Yeah. Jay.
In air quotes.
From the unofficial
Jay,
podcast.
Yes.
The star, dude.
Play some Vines?
He's in the wrong place.
Yeah. Okay. Jay's birthday, last night.
Yeah.
Didn't know about it because I don't know Jay's birthday. Also, I didn't look at Facebook. So,
okay.
Britt got, like, roped into a group chat.
Okay.
That I don't know if she was meant to be in or not.
Okay.
And, like...
I would assume she was meant to be in it, right?
I would assume, but...
Like, how do you...
Like, the whole group of people knew that they were going out last night. For Jay's birthday.
But Britt did not.
But we had no fucking idea.
So
we got no text messages or nothing.
So they were just sending texts in the group chat in a way that made it sound like everyone who was in the group chat understood what was happening.
Yes.
But Britt
Taylor
was like,
sent,
no idea.
One of them sent what they were going to wear.
Okay.
And then she was like, what are you wearing for what?
I would leave that group chat immediately.
Well, yeah.
Could you imagine if I messaged you and it was like, hey, man, I'm going to wear this to the movie. Is this cool with you?
And then I'm like, what movie? Exactly. Exactly my point. And so then we're like,
okay.
What's going on?
Yeah.
And then they're like, it's Jay's birthday. And then we're like, okay, are we invited?
Like, yeah.
Like, did you just forget or what?
Well, and
was
if they're
going
picking
on?
Out outfits, I would assume that.
Oh, they're
you were
going
like,
downtown.
Are you going somewhere?
Right, they're,
like,
they're going downtown.
Could someone fill me in on right. what's happening?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're like, did you want us to come, or was this just a you guys thing? And they're like, well, yeah, the more people come, the better. That yeah.
So you weren't really
you
invited,
come.
But you also weren't not invited.
Right.
Yes. It's
yeah.
one of those things.
And so then we were like...
And that's honestly the worst possible position.
Right.
Because if you go, then you kind of feel like you weren't invited.
Yep.
But if you don't go, then the people that didn't invite you are going to be like, oh, this is why we don't invite them anywhere. There's literally no good situation from that.
Yeah, no, it was a shit.
Right.
A shit pot.
Right.
Like, if you were to ever have a pot of shit, that's
right.
what it was.
Yeah.
And so
I have,
like,
by
did
the
you
way.
Want us to come? Because if not, it doesn't seem like you want us
right.
to come.
Right.
And then they're like, oh, no, I just said you totally should come. I'm like, no, can and should are two fucking different words. And they just had no
right.
idea. They were oblivious to the whole fucking thing. Pinello went. I did not hear one fucking thing from him. I texted him, where are you at? When we were headed there?
Okay.
Not a damn word.
That's weird.
Not a damn word.
Should have sent in the group check, man. Group chat would have done it for you. They would have
yeah.
told you.
Also, didn't tell us there was a cover.
Okay.
Didn't tell us how much the cover was.
Okay,
did not
but,
tell us that there was a line out the door around the building to get into the club.
Is it like a new place?
It's new. Yeah.
What's it called again?
Fever.
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 Where's it at downtown?
It's on Mead. It's right next to Rock Island.
Okay.
It's like Mead and Douglas, real close to the front.
Okay.
And it's
is that
like,
where like Emerson Biggins used to be?
No. Yeah, Emerson's on the corner.
Right.
It's like up and to the right.
Okay.
The left a little bit.
Okay.
It,
there you go, out of towners. Now you know.
It's a nightclub.
Okay.
With like fucking, it's cyberpunk.
What?
I can finally say this. No one else gets when I say cyberpunk. It is the definition of cyberpunk.
But it's called Fever.
There's walls of light. There's light beams going everywhere. There's like this dance floor that's lit the fuck up. Like, it looks pretty fucking cool in there, but it's a dance club.
Okay.
So, like, I don't, obviously, I'm not a fucking
dancer.
And
there were people there?
Oh, a lot of people. A lot of people. There's no nightclubs in Wichita.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But I figured there was no nightclubs in Wichita because no one goes.
No, there used to be, but one of them closed down because they kept letting underage people in.
Okay, that's a problem.
One of them closed down because they kept having shootings around the bar. The only other one that's open is, like, country-themed.
Yeah.
It's, what's the one?
That
rodeo.
One does well. Club Rodeo. Yeah,
that one.
Yeah, but that's Kansas. It's country-themed. It's Kansas. Right. That makes sense. Right.
But, yeah, now it's fever downtown. And, yeah, there was a line around the fucking building that no one was like, hey, just letting you know line that you're going to have to wait in
for
a bar in Wichita, Kansas.
Menace from New York City says...
Shootings?
Yes.
Yes. It was a gang, kerfuffle.
Yeah, there's a... You may be surprised to hear this, but Wichita actually has a lot of problem with gangs.
Yeah. It's not cool. Also, why I don't like going fucking downtown!
Right. Right.
Like, I miss hanging out with the people that were there last night.
Right.
I haven't seen them in 2 weeks. Well, we've been busy. Like, I haven't seen them. Right. I'd like to hang out with them, even though they're terrible and douchey.
Right.
But I'm not gonna pay $20 for me and Britt to get into this.
Was it $20?
It's $10 per person.
$10 a person?
$20 a person if you want to skip the line.
My God.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there was a line.
And then you gotta pay for drinks and stuff when you're inside there, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. And like everyone that went doesn't have problems with money. And so they're just like, yeah, well, right. But also, we're not going to stay here long. We're going to, like, hit two more bars
we spend $80 an hour just
to stand. Yeah, let's drop $100 in one night to go to three bars for 2 hours.
Right.
I'm like, fuck you.
Well, and that's what's crazy. Like, I don't do this. I escaped this world. Like, I just stopped hanging out with people because I was tired of this feeling,
mm-hmm.
which is I'm an adult. In the land of children.
Yeah.
I'm being made to feel like I'm insane because I'm sane.
Right.
Like, it doesn't make sense to go out and spend this ridiculous money for when we could just do one thing and have the same experience, and then everyone looks at me like I'm the asshole.
Yeah.
Like, that's not fair. So instead of Colby keeps trying, I'm just like, I'm never going out again. And then people didn't.
That's where I'm getting to, man. Fuck.
I mean, honestly, like.
Like, I was going to go because it was Jay's birthday. I was going to be like, I'm going to pay this cover, and we're staying here all night.
Right.
Or else
that's what I would think.
Home.
Like, if you wait in a line that wraps around the building, and then you pay $20 to get in, why would you leave?
Because they have no sense of cash.
Right.
They blow it because they want to have the fun, and they can afford it.
That doesn't make sense, dude.
No, yeah, I'm like, fuck you.
I mean, they only afford it because the rest of their life is in shambles.
Yeah.
Well, except for the one girl who just makes tons of money for God knows what reason. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, they're like Pinella's just getting paid by his parents again.
Right.
So
he just went and got another job, and he used to be poor.
A new car.
Uh huh.
Because he hadn't sold his Jeep yet.
Yeah.
And he didn't have saved up money.
That's one of the reasons he started streaming again. Is because, like, I got extra. Like, he literally said this on a stream. He's like, I got extra money. So it's like, I figured I'd just buy it. It's like, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
But then, so we were like, fuck that. We're not going. So we went to the small bar that we typically always go to.
Okay.
We met up with a couple of couples there that were just, they just happened to be there. And we talked to them about the shit. And they were like, yeah, that does not sound fun.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah.
They're the weird ones.
Yeah.
That's my point, is that you're normal,
right.
And they're weird, but they make you feel bad.
No, they still think they're fucking 19, 21,
right.
Man. They want to go out.
Well, and they'll live that way forever because they're in this little dome of like-minded people.
Yeah, just...
And they're going to bully anyone who feels like that speaks differently to them.
It made me fucking upset because they didn't give a shit. They could not see it from our perspective. Definitely didn't even try. Didn't even cross their mind to think about that. And so I'm just like, you're just kind of shitty people.
I just don't understand how... I just don't know how.
It just really pissed me off. And obviously, they have no idea.
Right. Well,
they
Chris,
have no idea.
Like, Chris
about.
Has the friend like that just has money,
mm-hmm.
you know? And it's just, you don't know how the real world works, you know?
Yeah.
And I really feel there's a lot of people out there, and being friends with those people, they can't begin to comprehend your point of view because they don't understand that there is another point of view to even comprehend. Because in their mind, everybody's the same
because
they've never had like a hardship that would make them experience it.
Yep,
it's crazy to me.
No, I know. Like I like hanging out with them when we're not spending a shit ton of money. We're at like we're at like their place.
Well, and that's the thing. Like friends, like when we hang out, which isn't very often because generally you go hang out with them and go broke.
Mm-hmm.
But like we just hang out here.
Yeah.
Like, our budget is, okay, we'll buy some food, we'll get some beer, and we'll play board games.
Right.
That's it. And that's, to me, I mean, I don't want to speak for you, but to me, that's just as fun, if not more fun, than going out and spending $80 on drinks.
Right.
Because honestly, when I'm there, all I can think about is I just spent $80 on drinks. Like, it's fun for right now, but tomorrow, am I like, is it worth it?
Once every 2 months.
Right.
I think that's, and I mean, I didn't want to do it last night because we just got back from vacation.
Right.
I just got done paying rent and shit.
You spent a lot of money recently, right?
We just blew some cash that I don't really want to go out and spend $100 on a night in Wichita, Kansas. No.
Well, I mean, at least you're not by the shootings. You are.
It's going to happen fast.
They're a block away, yeah. Dude. That's just so weird to me.
It's mind blowing. But yeah, I mean, just bad timing. And yeah, like I said, they can afford to do this every fucking weekend.
Right.
And I'm like, no. And then they're always like, why don't you come out anymore, man? You don't hang out with us anymore. I'm like, that's because you're spending money like a fucking idiot.
Yeah. I know.
I would like to not live in an apartment my entire life. I'm saving up. I want to get a new car. I want to move the fuck out.
Not a Challenger, though.
Not that.
Okay. All right. Thank God.
I need something that, I don't know.
Do you have like a budget for a house? I mean, not like a budget, but like, are you like planning to move into a house? And like, how do you do that? Like, how do you do? Like, are you just like saving money?
I just save.
Like, what does that entail? You're just putting money into a savings account.
Yeah.
And is there like a number that you hit, and then when you hit that number, you're gonna go get a house?
I'm building. I'm this rich now. I'm this rich now. You know?
Right.
And then as soon as I buy something, whoop, right back down to the fucking start again. So, yeah.
Is there psychology to that you don't ever actually want to get a house because you would rather have $15,000 in the bank just in case?
Right. That's kind of where I'm at.
But if you buy your house, don't you get – you have equity then.
So yeah, that's the thing. I probably wouldn't be buying it. I'd be renting it.
Well, then you don't need all that money in savings.
That's true.
You can go rent a house for about the same price as an apartment.
But it's going to be in the ghetto.
But, well, I don't know, man. There's some nice houses around here. You should have Chris look for you. She can find houses like crazy.
I don't know. I've looked too, but I mean, anybody who wants to help.
Like, for me, like, where we're at, like, that's the thing about Twitch streaming.
My move is in January. That's when my lease is up, so I need to figure out where I'm going.
Well, you got a little bit of time.
Yeah.
But, like for me, because my budget is so. Like, we spend every dollar we make every month.
Yeah.
Because while I'm building this, like, our budget just kind of increases as this increases. But we're not to the point yet where, like, we could put money into savings.
Mm-hmm.
And because the way that, like, my economy works is essentially, like, I have website clients who I bill monthly. And I literally scalpeled the people away that I didn't like as much.
Mm-hmm.
So we only made the bare necessity because I still have to service these clients. So it is extra work on top of doing all of this.
Yeah.
And so, like, the less of them, the more I could focus on this, the more I focus on this, the better this grows, et cetera, et cetera. And so, like, to me, like, if we need $1,500 a month, we make $1,500 a month.
Yeah.
Like, if we need 16, we make 16. I mean, that's how it goes. And so, like, for us, when we look at houses, like, what we pay right now in rent is what we would need to pay it if we move into a house.
Mm-hmm.
And generally, there are houses out there that are like that, but houses are usually, like, $200-$300 more for what you have.
Right.
So, like, if I wanted a two-bedroom, two-bath, like my apartment, it's instead of it being $700 a month, and Menace is just like, he pays $700 a month in rent. Yeah. Yeah, Kansas. And then the house is going to be $900 for the same thing. And so that's a problem for us. Like, if we wanted to move, I would need, like, I want a three-bedroom, two-bath.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want my son to have his room,
right,
and then me to have my room, and then an office,
mm-hmm.
and so that's like $800-$900 for an apartment. So it's like $1,100 for a house.
Yeah,
and so I think you're gonna have that problem.
Mm-hmm.
But
see, and that's
owning a house is way less. Like, owning a house is $200-$300 less than renting. The problem is that big down payment.
Right,
like my parents' mortgage. It's only like $300 more than it would cost me to rent a three-bedroom.
Yeah.
And my parents' house is huge. Like, because that's because a mortgage is over 30 years and it's divided down. So if you bought a house, then you would actually pay less monthly to live there.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to get approved, and you have to have the down payment, and you have to have all these things that it takes to buy a house.
Yeah.
And that's I'm assuming, not easy. What I'm saying is, you be poor like me, you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
So there you go, you know.
Yeah.
Just got to hope that once a year when your lease comes up, they don't raise your rent. They didn't. Just signed another year, dudes.
Oh, God. Just sign another year.
Just sign another year.
It's hard not to just stay in the apartment. That's cheap as shit.
Well, for me, the biggest factor, honestly, is internet.
Yeah.
Because, like, the internet works here. Like, we've only dropped 300 frames.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good. You know, that's only 10 seconds of show over an hour and 55 minutes.
Right.
That's pretty good. If I move to another apartment, like, even in the same building, who knows if it'll work the same. And there's no way for me to know. You know? Because if you live in a house, you can do a little bit more to boost it. Mm-hmm. You're in an apartment, there's, like, if a guy downstairs is downloading torrents, that affects my internet, you know?
Oh.
I know, dude. I know. That's why I can never live with you, because of all the porn torrents. It's a problem.
That is a problem.
But yeah, man.
That's why I can't stream at my house.
I would love for you to get a house. I think that'd be great. I mean, I think everyone should have a house. I like apartments. I don't like neighbors.
I just need something for a drum set.
I just don't like... Yeah, that's a big thing
that
for you.
That and a dog would really...
Yeah, a yard for the dog. You can put Kylo outside and never have to see him again unless you go out there and purposely see him.
Be great.
Dude, that would teach him a lesson, man.
It'd be great.
Just abandon him outside. But you're not actually abandoning him.
No, he's there. Yeah. He's got food. He's got water.
Right.
He's got shade. He'll be fine.
Right, but you abandoned him.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, I don't see him.
It's fantastic.
It'd be great. Yeah. But no, I get to go home and he'll be like... shaking his fucking ass on my goddamn couch that I tell him to get off the fucking goddamn couch. Because he loses his hair everywhere.
Because
I bought a dog that sheds like crazy.
Yep, that you're allergic to,
fucking idiot.
Yep. It's okay, man. It's okay.
No,
it's not like you could have known. It's not like any of your friends or coworkers warned you.
I'm going to try and get rid of him.
Just give him to your mom or like get rid of him?
Get rid of him.
How old is he?
Like 4.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It's tough. You can't wait for him to die.
No. No. I need to post pictures of him online or somewhere. And
put him on Craigslist. Just say free to a good home. That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's important when getting rid of a dog is that the people who adopt him aren't methods.
Right.
You know, they're not going to, like, use his tail to smoke weed.
Yes.
You know?
That's literally the only thing I'm concerned with.
Right. Right.
And just take him.
Just leave the front door. I mean, I've offered many times to Colby that I'll just take him out to a road, nondescript, and just open it.
No, see, because he has a tracking fucking thing in him.
Oh, see, I didn't know that. See, I love animals, so that should tell you how much of a jerk Colby's dog is.
It's a really fucking asshole dog. Super sweet to me. Hates every other person.
He hates everyone. He's not really that nice to you, because he kind of poops all over everything. We drop it frames.
Oh, we dropped a lot right there.
Oh, we only dropped, what was that, 6 seconds?
Yeah.
12? We're a slideshow. I mean, the show's over. We could just end.
We could.
Just, oh, internet's dead.
So internet it's is dying.
It's
currently.
Literally because I talked about how good it was.
And it's like,
No, gotcha.
We're going to fuck with him.
Gogtail weed is the most exotic of us. You know, you just like curl up the tail and then you put the weed in there.
Oh, and then smoke it through his asshole.
I don't smoke weed, man. I don't know how this stuff works. Okay? If you start questioning the science of it, it's all going to fall apart. I don't know how this works. Dogtail weed, the most exotic of pies. Just make a poster out of that, man. It'd be so funny.
Dogtail weed. Good God.
16-year-old, you would love to make a poster out of
dog that. Dogtail weed kills, man. It kills.
Did you, so last night, I text you. Chris texts Brett is actually what happens because Colby and I don't talk.
No.
This is the only time we talk.
Yeah, fuck you.
So Chris texts Brett at like 6:30. We didn't get a response until Brett called at like 11:30 at night. And oh man, Morris been dry for 5 months. It's tough, man.
Morris, that's basically like you don't smoke anymore, man.
Right. Right. And he still likes this show. That's a miracle.
That is a miracle.
That is a miracle. And Chris said, did you hear any of that conversation? I'm like, no. And she's like, well, they said they ran into traffic. Did you run into traffic? Here's why I'm asking. Downtown yesterday was a Make America Great Again rally.
Oh, yeah.
And I just wanted to know if you saw any of that.
Wasn't Don Jr. here?
Someone was here.
I think I saw something. Yeah. I think it was Don Jr.
Yeah. Well, and I know, like, the presidential candidates were talking about it. Mm-hmm. And, like, they were all there talking about ICE, you know?
Yeah, I forgot that was there.
Did you see any of that?
No.
I'm a little sad. Yeah, I kind of wanted you to run into the MAGA people.
It was
people.
Too late.
You think so? They all went home when the sun goes down. Mm-hmm. Oh, the young whippersnappers are coming out.
You gotta get home.
They're going
before.
To fever. We better get home and burn our crosses. It's the end of the show. I can say stuff like that. No one listens this far in, so this is where I can express my true feelings about the hayseeds here in Kansas that I dislike strongly.
Yeah,
I did make a great joke about ICE the other day, though, because I heard it on the radio. Old Kobach or whoever's running for government here was like, these liberals want to get rid of ICE. Like, take it, like, without ICE, it's just an open invitation for anyone to flood in here. And then I go, yeah, and our drinks would never be cold. Get it? Because it's ICE?
No.
Chris didn't laugh. That's I thought hilarious. It was a good one.
That's so dumb.
I thought it was a good one. I just imagine, like, there's some hillbilly out there that's like, I need ICE in my life, otherwise I can't make sweet sun tea. You know, because they're idiots. They don't know what ICE actually is. You know,
I get it. Yeah.
It's funny.
They exist.
Yeah.
That's definitely.
Oh, there's definitely people out there.
It's definitely happened.
That think it's frozen water and that Obama's trying to take away ICE.
Yep.
It's definitely a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess we can end.
Yep.
We'll end on that high note, huh?
Yeah, that was a good high note, man. That was a good high note. I'm really glad I brought this extra fan over here.
Yeah, you mean you can keep it here, dude, if you want.
It definitely helped a lot.
I liked it because I get to keep the crotch fan to myself, and now you get your own personal fan.
Yep.
Britt also left her water boat here.
Water what?
Water bottle.
Oh, yeah.
I said butt, and then I said button, and then I just moved on and hoped you didn't notice. But you did.
I have an extra battery here. I did.
An extra battery?
Yeah.
I don't remember there being a battery.
E-cig battery. I think it fell out somewhere.
Oh.
I don't know.
I don't know either, man.
Oh, well.
I don't know. Minna says I lost IQ hearing that joke, and, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't defend it.
Maybe a little.
I can't defend it. All right, where's our stupid ending music?
Hey, wait, so...
Yes?
When your son sleeps in here, do you remove all the toys?
No, he's required to sleep on top of them. I remove all the toys.
So you put these all back up?
Yeah. Yeah, this next week I'll put them up Tuesday night. I'll put them back up Wednesday. And I'll put them back up Thursday.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I reset them. It's like I work in Hollywood.
Yeah, you're crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. I've got, like, at this point, it takes me all of 45 seconds. The hardest part, honestly, is making a stupid bed. Yeah. Because it's, like, so far pushed up. I don't know if you guys... You can kind of tell, like, the window right here, like, protrudes 6 inches and then goes against the wall. So, like, his bed is literally kind of in a corner.
Mm-hmm.
And so getting my fat body across the bed to tuck the blanket into the other side is actually the hardest part of it all. But
so where do you put the toys when he's
on? This chair.
Really?
Yeah, I take my butt cushion because it's stinky and I put it in this chair. And then I put the Mario and the Zelda... On kind of the sides, so toys don't fall out the sides, and then I just put all the stuffed animals in there, and then I put all the pops on the stand. And then when I'm done, I just lay them all back on the bed, and it goes, you know, I kind of got an order. Where the hog is, where Frankfurter the hog is, that's where the screen ends for my stream.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, on, so he'll stay the night Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So on Wednesday, because we don't do a show, I won't do that half of the bed. I'll only do up to Frankfurter.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the cat and the Angry Birds and all those the stuff over here in the corner, I won't do any of that. It'll just lay on the bed, but I still got to make it and lay this stuff out. But then when he spends the night Wednesday night, I got to take it all back off again, and then Thursday I'll redo the whole thing.
Mm.
Yeah, every time.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening?
Nothing.
What's happening?
Not,
what are you looking at?
Not anything.
Man. Are you moving the camera?
Nope.
Why are you doing this?
I don't know. Now it's my show.
All right, man. Then that means you get to close it out.
Hey everybody, thanks for watching this Seth the Colby Show. Follow us on Twitch, subscribe for more awesome emotes that you can get and things. You get the hog emote, you want that? Yeah, it's real nice. It's real shiny, you can use it anywhere. Discord, !! Discord into chat. You could also just follow these things that I'm gonna hopefully put in here quickly. Good. Ta-da. Twitter, Instagram, Reddit, Facebook, YouTube, all @ Seth and Colby. Go there. P.O. Box 7564-8 867-275 Wichita, Kansas. Send us some stuff. We like that. What else I miss? I think I got everything. Give us a tip. We like money. raptorteeth.live/Seth and Colby for some merch. And we'll be back on Thursday. Fat times. 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's the only one I know.
Actually, Central Daylight.
Central Daylight. That. I'll be playing a game after the show. I don't know what it is yet, but I'm going to be picking. It's definitely not going to be Just Dance. So that's the show, guys. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time on the Seth and the Colby Show. See you next time. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.
I'm turning the mics off.
Gotta turn iTunes up.